It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Me and the electric chair look like a Gallagher show. I mean, tarps up.
The guy holding the thing is wearing like a fucking raincoat.
Matt.
Oh, I usually wake up the next day, take a big shit, and I'm fine.
That's my recovery period.
A big shit, and I'm fine.
Male shit.
Big shit.
Sean.
Don't get mad at me because you guys are fucking fossils.
Yeah.
Fossils.
I'll super kick that bitch through a window if I have to.
And Steve.
You yeah. have had meatballs just running down your throat like a fucking, just a pack of wild horses. Just stampeding down your throat into your belly.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
Everybody.
You.
It's the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website.
Yeah.
I'm Derek. With me as always is Matthew.
Boom shakalaka.
And we got Stevie Too Rude.
Thanks for hipping me up to that dude.
And we got Kev.
Good morning. Good morning.
Sean is not here.
He's on the way.
Pussy.
Thank God.
He's a pussy.
Yeah, he really is. And he's going to come here drunk, right?
That's what he said.
Is that the deal? He's That's at some cool. like 90-year-old birthday party. He's going to show up here all drunk on moonshine and...
Boom.
That's what he said. He said, I'll be late. Start to show it at me. Hashtag drunk. And then fucking Parkway. So he's driving drunk.
Oh, he's driving drunk to the show.
Yeah.
Sweet. Great.
Well, send him a text and do me a favor. Just tell him drive really fast because I'm worried. I want him to get here as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we can get here and sober up.
Yeah. Because I'm worried about him. I want him to get here.
Sure.
So how's everyone doing? How's that food, Matt?
Delicious.
Oh,
it's making me gotta shit.
Yeah. Matt came in with a bag of Wendy's.
Smells great.
It does. It's amazing.
Smells awesome. Somehow he fit Wendy's in the bag.
Yeah. An actual Wendy's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey.
I wish. What are you drinking?
Mr. Pibb.
Mr. Pibb. The bastard child of Dr. Pepper.
Oh, it's pretty superior in my opinion.
I think Wendy's is the only place that carries Mr. Pibb anywhere
locally.
Ever.
Locally, yeah.
Yeah, around here. Mm-hmm. That's it. You know, can't get a Pibb anywhere.
It's unfortunate.
Can't get a good Pibb anywhere. Yeah, I had Wendy's the other night. It was a disaster.
I bet it was.
Before or after?
Probably during.
Well, yeah, it started in the middle.
I think
there.
I barely got it down, and I was just like, I'll see you later.
We will probably have a localized disaster here
yeah.
within the next 15, 20 minutes.
You are gross.
Well, it's a fact.
That food is gross.
We lost some.
Yeah, it really is. What do you got? You got the W?
The what?
The W?
What the fuck is that?
W.
The W. The burger. The new
W.
One.
No.
It's W. Pretty much a double with... Thousand Island dressing.
Oh, okay. I'll have to try it.
Yeah.
Next week.
Pig. Next week.
Pig.
Next shit. What else is going on, guys?
I got nothing.
Oh, wow. Hey, all right.
So I got that show prep, huh?
Fucking.
Tee-hee.
Quick week. No wrestling stories, no wrestling shows, no nothing. Nothing in the wrestling world.
Oh, well, we are still the tag team champions.
Mm-hmm. That's good. You didn't lose them within the past week?
No, we wrestled 2 15-year-old backyarders. We whooped the shit out of them. And then Nikki whooped the shit out of them. And then Danny Inferno whooped the shit out of them. And then, you know, Marty Jannetty came in for the big save.
Wow.
He saved a couple of 15-year-olds?
Yes. With grass stains on their tights.
Him and Tommy
Did they really?
Might as well have.
Did Marty take him back to the hotel and have his way with him?
Jesus.
Did he give them short clothesline, Marty?
I'm sorry. Was he set up to be a guest on the show? Did we blow that?
Maybe.
Poor Marty.
I did fake an ankle injury and had Sean and Kev worked hardcore.
Wasn't he late to the show?
Who?
Marty?
Well, both Marty and Tommy were doing shows elsewhere.
Oh, so he was tardy Jannetty.
Ooh, doubling up.
Tardy Jannetty.
Son of a
tardy Jannetty.
How long were you building that up for?
You rotten son of a
10
bitch.
10 seconds ago.
Oh. Did you say that?
What?
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 I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said he's tardy Jannetty. And they were like, how long have you been building on that? I was like, 10 seconds? I didn't even know Marty was on the show. I wasn't listening to you before.
I just heard him say tardy Jannetty and start laughing.
Just because he stammers and drools doesn't mean he's retarded. Oh, well, you mean late.
Yeah, he's late.
See, for our matches, we have a lot of times that we're supposed to go. And I think our match...
I exposed the whole business.
I think our match had...
Next thing you know, you're going to tell me that they're all open fist punches.
No, it's not as closest. But
and that you stomp the ground.
We close our fists, but only when the referee's not looking.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And then he does this. Lets you know.
So we had like 9 to 10 minutes for our match, but the very first match of the night went home about 4 minutes early. So we had to extend our match by about a half hour.
Wow.
Just to get time for Tardy Jannetty to get there.
And save the match.
Yes.
Whatever, fucking Tardy Jannetty. Screw him.
Yeah, but it was fun.
So what else is going on, guys?
That's it.
All right, see you later.
How was your week there?
It's great. Had a 3.5-day weekend just because.
How many shits did you catch up on?
How many what?
How many shits did you catch up on?
I thought you said shows. I thought we were going to maybe talk some TV, but no.
Yeah, I heard shows.
You talk some TV?
No, I've been bad. I'm back on the nicotine patches.
So
it's easing the stomach a little bit.
I'm trying to quit, huh?
Yeah, actually I'm trying to start.
Trying to quit shitting?
I put on the medium, the step. Step one is the highest. So step two is the medium.
You got like 14
milligrams.
Oh, okay.
I put a medium one on and then puked my guts out.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get all dizzy and shit?
Oh, yeah. You get all dizzy.
Might have wanted to start on the 7.
Yeah, so I had to go down the 7, work my way up. I think I'm the only person that's trying to get addicted to nicotine. Trying. It's hard.
It's not a good idea.
It's not that harmful.
Well, it's just not a good idea.
No, it's just poison.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's just bad for business.
Yeah.
You know, it's always Wendy's and beer, but you know.
That's true.
All of our vices.
That's true, too. Yeah.
Where do you place the patch?
On my arm.
That's wiener.
See, I would have went right to my balls or some shit.
Put it right on the wiener.
Yeah, what if you put it that little nook between the end of the cock and the beginning of the ball bag?
The nook.
The nook.
Yeah.
The little nook hangy, end or cranny.
The little hangy.
Yeah. The little turkey neck.
Turkey neck.
Yeah. I think that I would cut the patch up to like zebra stripe my dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you cut it into checkers?
Yeah. There you go. Living in gimmick.
Yeah. Two rude dudes nicotine patches.
Perfect. Yes.
We're going to make condoms too.
It's an addiction.
Checkered for her pleasure.
Ooh.
Yeah. With plenty of holes so that the dick can breathe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's what you need.
Yeah.
Knock her up.
Knock them up condoms.
Knock her out, knock her up.
How's the chat doing?
Chat's loaded.
Is it?
Not really.
Well, three of them are us, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got a couple people here.
We got Jenny K97 and P-Rock in the studio, in the chat, though.
Oh, yeah. And half of them are actually in this studio.
Yeah, that's true.
I see someone, P-Rock, mentioned the living room hang looks cool. Wish we could have that deal. We've gotten some compliments on our settings for the show.
Yeah, we used to do the show in my old apartment, and we had Conte and Kenny on, and they came in and they were amazed because they do it at some like weird dungeon or something.
Halfway like office or like...
On right off a bridge, like under a...
Tappan Zee.
Yeah, crazy.
Like every 20 minutes they go on break so the train comes by.
Yeah, and then they come into us and we got like couches. We had a bar at the time.
Yeah.
And we take a break, go to the bar, and they're like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Like, we thought we were walking into a real shithole, and, you know, you realize we're, you know, walking into some, like, bachelor's house. It's going to be, you know, friggin' AIDS on the floor or something.
AIDS.
And they walk in, they're like, this is a fucking nice place you guys got, you know? And
then we never heard from them again.
See ya.
That's all right. Good people. Well, we got a lot of stuff in the news.
Do we?
Do we? Want to just get right into it? Seems like nobody's really.
There's
talking.
Some really, really fucked up shit.
There week. Is, and I hate to jump right into it, but
want to kick it off.
I mean, it's sitting right here.
Fire away.
What do you got?
Do you got? You guys don't know.
Well, I'll start. I'll start with the less tame one.
All right.
Okay, which would be the 77-year-old man.
Okay.
Yeah. Considerably less tame, right?
Yeah.
Some old dude was caught on tape violating. Now you're staring at it, so you can't guess. Kev?
I can't even say it.
Violating kitten?
Close.
You say kitten? Kitten.
I'm going to go Steve? With a little boy.
Ooh.
A
little boy?
Put them together. What do you got?
A pig.
A pig like a 400-pound fat black bitch?
No. Like wow. A swine.
Why is
like
she got to be black?
Oh, it just sounds more piggy.
More piggy.
A 77-year-old man in southern Oklahoma has been charged with a crime against nature in connection with an incident which he allegedly violated a pig.
So doesn't Matt usually violate pigs when he eats those fucking double bacon burgers?
Go. It'd be like a crime against animality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat.
I love this guy's name, too. Jimmy Hawkeye Jeter.
That's not his real name.
That's on the birth certificate.
Hawkeye in parentheses on the birth certificate. Wonderful.
Jimmy Pighole.
What's his last name? Eater?
Jeter. J-E-T-E-R. And I will...
He plays for the Yankees.
I'll bring up this fellow's picture here.
Oh, boy.
That's him there. He was arrested Thursday after a camera, allegedly... I don't know how you can allegedly on a camera... caught him sexually assaulting a show pig.
A show pig.
At least he wasn't crawling around in the mud, you know.
He was going for the high class Miss Piggy.
Yeah.
Some quality pig right there.
Pigs are pretty fucking disgusting.
No, actually, they're very, very clean.
No, they're not.
Sure they are.
Pigs are actually really clean.
Yeah.
Well, I know what you're saying, but they're not.
And they have very warm, accepting meat pockets.
Apparently, yes. Yeah. A little loin or pork there in the loins.
Let me get in that ham wallet.
Wow. Fucking ham wallet.
Yes.
Oh, my God. The incident occurred in an agriculture barn on a property belonging to Davis Public Schools. It just gets worse and worse for this guy. According to court documents obtained by the TV, Jeter walked into the pig pen, unzipped his pants, appeared to pull something out of his pants.
Appeared to.
And then bent over a female pig.
Appeared to pull something out
of at least it was
pants.
A female.
So this inconsiderate jerk didn't even try foreplay.
Nope.
He just plunged it right in.
Oh, yeah.
What a scumbag.
He could have used like barbecue sauce or something.
Romance that pig.
Some bacon grease.
Some pure lard.
Questioned by police about his alleged illegal activities, Jeter denied having sexual intercourse with the pig. And here's his big quote.
One me.
I love the quote.
I stuck my finger up her private. That's all I did.
We just cuddled together. That's all.
That's all. That's fucking ridiculous.
Cuddled and kissed.
I've fucked a few pigs in my life.
Whoa!
Did you put your fingers in them?
No.
We just cuddled together. That's all.
I love that.
That's all we do. Cuddle and kiss.
That was from a really awkward intervention episode.
Yes.
That's all I did. The man also allegedly admitted he was sexually gratified by the incident and told the police he, quote, did this in the early 70s. So it makes it okay.
So he did it in the early 70s and in his late 70s.
Yes.
Was it the same pig?
Yeah, right.
I remember you.
She was quite the babe.
I'm looking at his picture. He doesn't look like he can get a fucking erection, by the way.
That's why he fingered it.
That's why he fingered
it. Yeah. I'm 77 years old. What makes you think I can get a boner?
He must have pulled out like a glove or something and put the glove on, you know. And
problem.
Then
maybe
that's
he was just checking it out, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's pretty gross.
He has a previous criminal record. No shit. And served prison time in 2008 for cattle theft. And was arrested in 2011 for allegedly stealing horses.
So this guy is like...
He's all about the rodeo, this fucking guy.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a registry for people who like do stuff to animals? Like a sex offender?
It should be like the end of a shotgun.
Yeah, yeah. Register at the business end of a sledgehammer.
Well, he was, he's been charged with detestable and abominable... crime against nature.
He did something to the abominable snowman, too?
He did, yeah. I'm sure he would.
Come on, fuck.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Mm, they thought it was.
Abominable snowman. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, shit. Maybe he did it with Iron Mike.
Oh, jeez. Me and the Sasquatch. And Jimmy Hawkeye Jeter. Having a threesome.
There's a real wrestling gimmick right there, Hawkeye. Jimmy Hawkeye was wrestling Bobo Brazil once in the back in the Klondike.
And then he put his finger in him.
And then he fucked a moose.
A moose. What animal would you guys fuck if you could fuck an animal?
How many times are we going to do this?
What? We know, a deer. You would, yes. You would fuck a female deer, and that's the bottom line.
They do have very soft eyes.
I'll go with the David Tell bit and say a horse, so you always have a ride home.
Okay. No. Okay. Why can't you ride a deer home?
Try it.
What animal would you fuck if you could fuck an animal?
I heard the dolphin has a very female, like human-like vagina.
Really?
Yeah. And
that would be kind of awkward, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Why? Actually, it might be better because you can just flip it over and you just sit on it.
Plus, the way the dolphin
you don't have the legs in the way, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Be like an amputee almost.
You just straddle. You reach around. You grab that dorsal fin and just start going.
Yeah. Plus, like dolphins can like swim on their backs too.
Yeah.
So that thing could take you for a ride, man.
It's like fucking a jet ski or something. A very soft, welcoming ski-doo.
In the ski-doo-doo hole.
Fucking a jet ski.
It went from a fucking pig to a jet ski.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Who does?
My mom told me she listens, by the way.
Oh, really?
And she loves it.
Hi, Mom.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I talked about the fucking Fievel doll last week.
Nice.
And his mom was like
bringing it up again.
She goes, if you knew your mother and grandmother were listening, would you still say this shit? And I'm like, well, I don't give a shit, Mom.
My grandmother used to listen.
Yeah, she did. And she used to say, we curse too much, right?
That was it. It was the only complaint. We cursed too much.
Curse too much.
You boys My are funny, but you just say too many dirty words.
She curses
why
more than
do
all
you
all
have
us.
To work blue? Why can't you talk about nice stuff? I was watching Ellen, and she had this girl on.
Ellen.
I don't know. I was going to say Oprah, but she's not on anymore. Mm-hmm. Can we talk about what you texted me the other day?
What? Which one?
When you were asking about me limiting the availability of the show.
What?
I don't remember what you're talking about.
Do you really not know what I'm talking about, or should I just stop talking about it?
I don't know.
Because you didn't want someone to hear it?
I got to go back and look and see what that is.
Why don't we just go into it?
I don't like when you talk about this meta stuff on the show. We should talk about it before the show.
Right now, I'm actually tweeting Jamie a recipe for protein cookies that I want to make. Goodness.
Tweeting your wife during our show.
Well, I got a message from Steve asking if I can take the show down.
What do you mean?
Like, take the show down.
Like the length.
No.
Cut it down?
Like, take the show off the internet.
Oh, yeah, you can talk about that.
Okay, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Because apparently your neighbor...
Oh, okay. I heard about this.
What happened?
Well, my neighbor since we've been doing this here at my house now, has wanted to listen to the show. And he very well might be listening right now. And because I refuse to give him the website.
Oh, he's drunk.
Oh, shit.
He made it here drunk. We were hoping that you'd speed here. Nice. So, Matt, my neighbor's been asking for the website and the links to listen to the show, and I refuse to give it to him.
Somebody who lives in here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The guy two houses down.
Yeah.
And I refuse to give him the link to the website because I just don't think that what we talk about is appropriate enough for him to... He won't look us in the eye after listening to the show.
Okay.
He seems like a nice, clean-cut dude.
Okay. Because of an inter-family relationship?
All types of reasons. You know, like the same reason why I won't tell anybody at work the links, you know? Mm-hmm. So the other day, it was warm out, so I'm outside with the kids hanging out, and he comes out with his son, and they're playing, and we're talking. Kayla runs in the house, grabs a bumper sticker. Kayla grabs a bumper sticker, runs it right out to his face, and goes, "This is my dad's radio show." she's just trying to be proud.
It's like, yes!
What's this?
She's just trying to be proud of her dad. But
yeah, so I'm driving. I get a text from Steve, "Can you take the show down?" I'm like, what are you talking about?
The whole
show. Take the show down for a couple days.
Can you delete the website?
Exactly. Go into a weird shutdown mode.
Vacation mode.
Well, just unhook the listen to show link.
Oh.
That's simple.
Steve just doesn't want his neighbor knowing that he used to fuck a stuffed animal.
And that was his exact thing was, I think the Fievel fucking was a bit much.
Really?
Well, yeah.
He said that?
No.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying to Derek.
Oh.
I don't think too many people could handle the fact that their neighbor was having sex with a stuffed animal.
Yeah, but you were nine.
You were like single digits.
I was
like
six.
Sorry. I was going to say, yeah, you were probably like, because Fievel came out in like 86.
Yeah.
So for all you know, it might make you guys closer. Maybe he fucked a stuffed animal,
too. Yeah, maybe he'd come out to you.
Maybe he can relate.
Maybe he'd be like, come here, I want to show you something. You go down his basement. You just got all these, like, mangled stuffed animal.
Actually, like, I told stuffing I was texting everywhere. Jamie about it. Actually, like I was like nervous about it, and you know she basically told me who gives a shit.
Yeah,
Jamie
and finally I got the next
like the story.
Finally, I got the message that was basically like fuck it, just leave it up.
So you and him having plushie parties.
You could just say it was a joke.
Hey, maybe we should hit the intro music.
Oh yeah, we do the intro.
Go ahead. Start.
Well, Sean is here.
And Sean. I made it.
And are you drunk?
Yes.
How many did you have?
Seven.
Seven what?
Bud Lights. Seven?
Bud Lights.
Bud Lights.
And he's off his rocker.
Do you need a napkin?
Not yet.
A diaper?
No.
Fuck you. That home are police you? Department?
What are you at?
How many is that?
Seven.
Bullshit.
And I got to pee so bad.
I don't believe that's seven at all.
I just got a fucking facial beer in from my eyeball.
I'm pretty sure that's 2.5 and you're wasted.
Yeah, my eye's twitching.
History.
All right, so Sean's here. So the thing you missed was a 77-year-old guy got caught fucking a pig.
Damn.
What?
Yeah, but he didn't actually. Here, by the way.
I sat down. I said, what the fuck is this?
He says he didn't fuck. He just fingered it.
He just
fingered
back.
Oh,
he
just fingered it. That's fine. And I don't see an issue.
We've all told our friends that before. When they start making fun of us. Hey, look, you were with that pig. Nah. I just put my fingers in her.
And I told her it smelled real bad.
So I'm pretty sure I've been late to Kev's one day. And I was like, you know what, Kev? I'm sorry I'm late. I was fucking a pig. Just kidding. Just fingering it.
Yeah, she works a beach bum.
Well, I asked the question, what animal would you... Sean, what animal would you... You all right, Sean? Oh, my God. Fucking ball shot. First second I'm here.
That was hardcore.
I think Kev just went hardcore personal on you.
Yeah. Sean. Holy shit.
So what animal would you fuck if you could fuck an animal and get away with it?
Fucking an animal.
I picked a deer.
And does she work at
Beach Bum? Kev picked a dolphin, actually.
Oh, dolphin. Not a bad choice.
I actually liked it because they can swim on their backs. You just lay right on top of that shit.
They're probably nice and smooth. They could just sit there and rub it.
Yeah, there's no... The deer, you're kind of hairy. Then, you know, they just stand
I don't mind a little
and
bit
you get
of hair.
Ticks.
Weird. Mm. What'd you say, Derek?
I really can't pick one. That's really? I don't know.
Just throw one out there.
Like even as like a joke, I don't know, like a rabbit. I have no idea.
Like a rabbit.
Well, how do you guys feel about handheld animals? Something you can actually hold.
Well, I can't.
Something that won't fight back.
Something you could fuck to death.
Something that, you know, if they give you a hard time, you could just snap their neck. like a chicken or a rabbit or.
Oh, I was going small.
A puppy.
Oh no.
Yeah, take that.
So what would you fuck?
Rabbit. It's like everyone's got a joke answer, but Steve is very adamant about this deer thing.
I've actually been
you were
hard
like a,
on this for years.
You were really? Like attracted to deers.
Years?
If you look at a doe's ass, it looks like a nice chick's ass.
No, it does not.
Yes, it does.
And the tail sticks up, so it's so inviting.
Yes, it is. You just want to just bury
says,
your nose
it just
in that
says,
shit.
Come inside me.
And they're nice and tan like a nice couch, and then their ass is white. It's just like it's like accented.
Yes.
And then with just the little tiny brown hole.
Speaking of white and brown hole, pale ass Matt is shitting right now.
Yes. Matt just like took his headphones off. He's like, yeah,
he's probably so pissed right now because I peed all over the seat.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Like I saw the little spurts. I was like, ah, fuck it. It'll be fine.
Oh, when is your doctor's appointment, by the way, Sean?
Oh, I went.
Oh, you did?
I went. Well, thus far, I am living. My cyst is fine.
Oh, you're a burrito ball.
It's an epidural cyst, which means it's not on my ball. It's right on my epididymis.
And you can only get them from flying burritos.
Probably.
Okay.
So, and for those of you who didn't hear that episode, Sean, about a decade ago?
No, this was maybe 3-4 years
ago. Oh, never mind. All right, 3-4 years ago, had a match with the legendary Tito Santana.
Arriba.
In which he got the flying burrito finisher. And got your nuts caught up in that a
little
bit?
Yeah, it's kneeling. It's grabbed my ball sack. Next thing I know, I had a huge cyst.
Yeah, he's got a huge cyst. So
I wouldn't say huge because nothing down there is huge, but...
That is on the episode
Flying... That's true. I saw Sean's penis the other day.
That is on the episode Flying Burrito Balls.
And I went there. It was so uncomfortable because, you know, usually they just kind of pull down the trunks for you and they're like, okay, good. Cough.
Wait, pull down for you?
Oh, I don't know. I've been to the doctor since...
Never,
keep in mind, I've been to the doctor since, like, 2007.
I've never had a doctor disrobe me.
No, they usually tell you to do it.
And he's just like, all right...
Except for Steve's doctor.
Who likes how I'm growing.
Yeah, bullshit. He just said, all right, stand up and pull down your underwear.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I'm uncomfortable.
Drop your drawers.
So I stood up, I dropped them. But he didn't...
Time out.
What do you want?
You were comfortably naked in the locker room the other day.
Well, yeah, because I know you guys.
In front of legend wrestlers who said that you were gay, by the way.
Who?
Dreamer, when he walked by you.
Oh, yeah,
he goes, that's gay, by the way.
But he loves me. He thinks I'm great.
And so you comfortably are around a gang of men.
Well, you should have said, no, this is gay, and just started jerking off on them.
Take that.
But then in front Spider-Man, of your doctor, you felt uncomfortable?
Hardcore. Well, here was the issue with the doctor.
She was a female.
No, it was a guy. Okay. A little bit of an older gentleman.
He was licking his lips and drooling.
No. Oh. He has a computer in his room. Like a laptop where he types in my prescription.
Did you see the little webcam light go on?
Just a okay, drop your drawers. But I dropped them, and I'm standing there, but he didn't come over right away to do the test and, you know, finish.
So he's just chilling out?
He fluffed himself.
Yeah,
first.
He's like writing on a pad, and he's like, you know, saying, okay, what other issues do you have?
He's taking
and
I'm an illustration like, can of your we... penis.
You should have said, can you draw me like one of your French girls? And just like lay it on the bed. Like,
I just posed. Yes.
Draw me.
And then, but he took literally, I know it wasn't long. It was maybe like 45 seconds.
The longest 45 seconds
longest
ever.
Longest of my life.
Yeah.
And he did not ask me to cough. He just goes, oh, is that your cyst? I said, yeah. And he goes, oh, it's an epidural cyst. Okay. Don't worry about that.
Epidural.
And then
epidermis?
He's like, let me check the tip of your penis.
Yeah, are you using the right word?
I think so. Just again, like I'm pretty toasty right about now.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Epidural is what they give pregnant ladies.
Epididymis. Yeah. Is that right?
Epitome.
But yeah, it's not on my
testicle. It's not on your testicle. Right. It's in the skin.
Right. So no, it's not in the skin. It's on like whatever's
just floating around
to the cord, but nothing.
The vas deferens?
Okay. No, it's
the labia.
Vas deferens and epididymis are two different things.
Epidermal, yes. Lauren says epidermal.
No, it's not epidermal. That's skin.
Yes.
It's not on my skin. You can't look at me and say,
well, it's not epidural.
Okay, it's not
epidural. Epidural is a shot that they
get
give
you. Get off me. Come at me, bro. It's like on a cord attached to the thing. Anyway. But it's not very significant.
There's only one way to settle this. Just drop the drawers now.
Yeah,
we'll
drop
them
now.
I don't
want
to see that again. I don't want to see that
and
again.
And give us like, make sure you go towards the camera and give us like 45 seconds and we'll check it. You're really going to do this.
See this.
No. Oh my God.
Well,
show the camera, not us.
Don't show the camera. We're going to get knocked off a Ustream.
Everyone's saying awesome in the chat room.
All right, here it goes. Fruit of the Looms. He's wearing Fruit of the Looms.
Tuck your penis aside and then show your
reddish
balls.
Maroon color. New socks and new underwear. Oh, brand new socks and underwear. So you dressed up for the party, brand new socks and underwear, your best V-neck. All right. It's party time.
Sean, listen. Everyone's saying show it. But anyway, besides that, I saw it. I'm a little nervous. The camera's over there.
Oh, come on.
It's right there. It's
oh,
there it is.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
It's like he's holding an alien brain.
How tight are you squeezing that? Show the camera.
I'm like, it's going to pop.
Everyone's
skeeting. Okay, all right.
It's
going to
pop.
Dude. Your balls are bigger than I recall.
Yeah. They're swollen. That doctor must have been touching that a lot.
Or sucking on them.
The blood. See, the only thing I'm concerned about is when I saw your penis, Sean.
Why can't Matt walk out right now?
It's in there. It's not on my skin.
Oh, my God. I'm going to throw up.
No. All
right. But it's right there. It's not the skin.
Put the monster away, Pip.
Listen, the only I am concerned about Sean, though, because I seen his penis the other day in the locker room. He's
do me a favor.
On
before we leave, mark that mic.
Wash your hands. Get some sanitary wipes.
Nah,
don't,
come on.
Don't stand on the microphone.
You know, everyone's Ustream fucked up right when you did that, Sean. Everyone's all disappointed now.
Did they really?
Yeah. But listen, I am concerned about Sean's
what's
welfare.
Wrong? Wait, why?
Because I seen your penis in the locker room. You know, it was accidentally for me, but I don't know how long you were standing there naked waiting for me to look.
I want
to
say a comment after this, but go ahead. Go ahead. Why are you worried?
Because it didn't look like there was too much blood flow getting to that.
Because I didn't have a boner in front of you? Fucking faggot. And it was not accidental. Literally, where's the camera?
It's behind you.
Oh, literally, this was the movement you did. Now, I'm to your right. You literally did this. I said,
you were to my left. But go
ahead. The camera's over here. Okay. You said, I said, hey, look at this dick. And Steve literally went with a tick of the beat, just went.
No, I did not.
And he's going, ugh.
I was just looking for like
hey
where
guys,
my socks were.
Check out
were.
This dick.
What's up?
Oh, it comes out of nowhere.
Somebody say something.
Everybody, yeah, they're saying show it again.
Oh, I already did.
Show it again.
No, please don't. We don't want to see it.
You should show the old guy.
Yeah.
No, he'll finger me.
Put it right to his lips.
But as you can see, it is not a epidural. It's not on my skin. Whatever the fuck. Oh,
that was okay. Weird.
But it's like attached to some cord, which is not an issue. So I'm fine.
But
I have to go for my blood work to see if I have either A, which he said, quoting you. He said, you may either A, be allergic to gluten,
Which is?
Or B, you might have celiac disease.
That's the same thing.
I don't know. That's what he said.
Okay.
But he said it very fast.
He's a hack.
And he just finished squeezing my nutsack, so I was very uncomfortable.
Okay. He was probably all worked up.
Did he give mouth to mouth to your penis?
No.
Oh.
Did he circumcise you like a rabbi?
No. Which I told many people about at Sheila's. After drinking, I told Sheila's family members. So we did this episode. It was about a rabbi, you know, cuts the tip off and sucks the blood out.
Sucks the blood out, yeah.
Told her dad that.
Yeah?
And he goes, oh.
Sounds like something Johnny would get into.
And you know what he said? What? Yeah, I don't think Puerto Ricans do that.
Right to you?
Yeah. I go, oh. Says, yeah, they usually leave it alone.
So now work with me. Just bump a feed for me here. Did he bite your penis off in public?
No.
Okay, because Derek,
I'm not feeding
didn't somebody get their penis bit off in public?
Somebody did.
What?
Ooh. Yeah, buddy.
Anyway,
Stevie with this.
I'm just going to start off here with the headline. Angry father bites off six-year-old son's penis.
What the fuck?
Yes.
Where at?
This is in Shenzhen, China.
Is there fucking a... Slopes. Wow, he must have had a mouthful because that was the whole thing.
An angry Chinaman
not a lot
bites
to bite.
Off his son's penis.
Welcome back, Matt. You missed Sean's balls.
Oh, you missed it.
And we're segueing right into the penis biting story.
I don't have a... Oh, I don't have a cyst on my skin. It's in the cord, in case you're wondering.
Matt just walked by the camera, in case the viewers don't know. Matt is a Sasquatch.
Yeah, the Ustream did not go out. That was Matt's back.
Sasquatch penis.
Ew, what?
Hairy? Like hairy and thick or something?
No, non-existent.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Fake.
That's right.
Mythical.
Mythical.
Mythical, maybe.
Doctors in Shenzhen, China have reattached a six-year-old boy's penis.
Oh, thank God.
After his father bit it off.
Oh,
yum, yum, yummy.
According to the paper, witnesses said the 32-year-old father was walking with his naked son and 4-year-old daughter on the street Thursday when he commanded the boy to bite his penis.
His own son here?
Yes. Wait, he's saying, bite my penis.
Come bite my penis.
You said in public, right?
Yes, this is in public.
Who yells that?
Why is he taking the boy out naked in public?
Oh, I totally missed that point.
The son was naked.
Common.
The son was naked. And nobody did anything.
Was the daughter naked?
You know, they don't really specify.
How old was the daughter?
Penis?
Daughter's 4.
Oh.
Bite the penis?
And the kid, the boy is 6. The boy refused and the man attacked him. Horrified passersby subdued the man. Forced him to spit out his son's penis and call the police.
Now, do you think they had him like a child, like where they're just hitting him in the back, like a child, just spit it out?
Just spit, like, it,
spit it out. Give him the high, I'm like, no.
Now, here's the thing.
You spit that out.
Hold
now.
His nose.
When I first read this, I'm like, how can you generate enough biting power? Like, is he going to be on Deadliest Warrior? Is this like going to be like one of the things where they measure his bite strength or something? Like, how did he do that? Then I realize it's a 6-year-old Asian penis. It's probably not that hard to bite.
Yeah,
off.
And most Asians have those big front beaver teeth anyway.
That's true.
And they very have sharp. Pretty small penises.
That's what I just said.
He's biting a lo mein noodle off.
A lo mein noodle.
Just a tater tot.
I saw you bite the penis.
Why you bite woo?
Why you bite woo?
That's terrible.
The boy's reattachment surgery was successful.
Yay!
Just use this swing line stapler.
Yes.
But it is too early to tell whether he will have normal use of the appendage.
Oh, there's much of a difference anyway.
The Shanghai Daily reports that relatives will care for the boy's sister.
Oh,
and leave him in the fucking hospital to die.
Mm. Yeah. Now, here's the real kicker. Cops say the father is likely to have a mental illness.
It's possible.
Really?
No.
Yeah. I don't think so. That's pretty normal in that fucking weird fucking
I can't count
country.
The amount of times I've told small children to bite my penis.
Yeah. Yeah. And then when they refuse, just say,
oh, I bite all theirs.
This is how you do it. Here, let me show you.
That's another thing to ask is that the desired result he was looking for? Yeah. Like, to actually bite it off? Because, like, he's obviously trying to teach him, you know, what he wanted him to do.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
passing it down.
No, you know what happened is he probably just wanted to suck it, and then his daughter kicked him in the shin, and he just bit down.
Wow!
Like,
oh.
Maybe it wasn't actually his daughter, but his other son, whose penis was already bitten off.
Yeah, that's very possible. Yep. It's a very, very nice deduction, Derek.
Dun dun dun.
Well, the cops say he's likely to have a mental illness. He was recently seen pretending to strangle his son on their balcony.
Pretending.
Hmm. How do you pretend to strangle someone? He would just like put his hands like close to his throat. He's like, ah, look at me.
Like Bart Simpson.
Choking him. Yeah.
Why you little?
Pull
Why
them you off little? And say, just kidding.
Why you tiny penis?
Police also found that the man who was only identified by the surname you, why you, was severely
why you little?
Why you little? Was severely in debt after a failed business venture and was often seen gambling.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. And then they go on to talk about another story in India where a man died after rats bit his penis off in a hospital. He was in the hospital for, I think, pneumonia, and the family went to see him, and he was lying in the bed in a pool of blood. Rats had come up and eaten his penis.
Nibbled
his penis.
Nibbled.
Yes.
Because that's what rats do. They nibble penises.
Yes.
Wait, hold on. Why was it? He pneumonia?
Yeah, he was like in the hospital for pneumonia or something.
And he was so sick that he couldn't bat rats away from chomping
Apparently
on his penis.
Guess not.
And he was laying in a pool of blood.
And nobody witnessed this until...
I'm sorry. I was
that's what you get for walking away.
I was grabbing a beer.
We're moving on.
There's rats eating people's penises.
Yeah. India.
Yeah.
Mm. In the hospital bed.
Oh, who the fuck cares?
Yeah. The fact that nobody ever attended to him or anything.
Yeah.
Well,
that was the big thing where it was just like, you know, rats were able to nibble off this guy's penis to a point where he bled to death.
Because I'm pretty sure it's not that quick of an operation. No, you know, pun intended there.
Unless there was like 50 rats.
Maybe there was 50 rats.
It
shouldn't be rats in a hospital.
I agree.
It probably took a long time because I got there. The rats are... And then go, holy shit, the smells. Take a bite and run, bro.
It tastes like curry.
Spicy.
Is it spicy?
There must be the bats going somewhere in here.
I just dry heaved.
One rat in his lap just like, hey, guys, you'll never believe what I found.
A little worried tonight.
And the one rat says, how you doing? The other one goes, I'm having a ball. And he goes, you're going too fast.
Wow.
Oh.
Ideal's meal.
Just realized I have the headphones with... one ear.
I guess what I put you together on that.
No, you're just that drunk.
No, I'm pretty sure I don't have a right ear.
No, you're just that drunk.
So anyway, yeah. Nope. So Chinese guy bites off penis.
Left ear.
Damn it. And Hindu fucking rots in his own blood.
Yes.
Imagine if it was that Indian guy with the two penises.
Splinter.
Remember that guy?
That would be a feast.
You know what they call that? Indian drown, bleeding to death?
I wonder if the rats just like ran off with it like on their back, you know, took it back to their lair.
I guess we don't care what that's called.
What is it called?
Progress.
Oh.
Splinter.
Huh? Yeah, it makes me think of the Mousers. The Mousers carrying off Splinter in that Turtles arcade game on the one stage with this. That's what I think of.
Rokusaki.
Then it is gone.
Mimicking his movements from his hospital bed.
I lost the penis.
I can get it back.
For some reason, the entire Ninja Turtles movie is on YouTube.
Of course it is.
As it should be.
But I don't know how they get away with it. I don't know if that's put on by.
Well, one person just said, you know what? I'm going to upload whole fucking movie today.
That's it. Fuck them. I'm going
to
get everything
up in
one
shot. Is it a long
fucking
time to download?
Is it in multiple parts? Or
no, the whole movie.
Just one shot?
Hopefully it was on the other end of the day, and it was like, I'm going to go to sleep after I press fucking upload.
Well, that's New Line Cinema, right?
Yeah.
You're the one that had the whole thing memorized.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was New Line Cinema.
I
don't know who owns that.
I can vouch for it. Yeah, it is.
Uh-huh. You remember the video reel twisting in as it would come in with the light behind it? Yeah, I remember that, too.
What was your guy's favorite Ninja Turtle? And who would you have sex with?
Oh, Jesus. Wait, which turtle would we have sex with?
Yeah.
Who's
our favorite and who would we have sex with? Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah. Okay. Kev, first. Go. All
right. My favorite, Raphael.
Okay.
Okay.
Probably have sex with Donatello.
Okay.
Yeah.
He seems more gentle.
Yeah. Tender. Yeah.
Matt?
Yeah.
He's a lot
and
of
he'd have spots. All he'd have all the gadgets.
I know who Matt's favorite Ninja Turtle is, by the way.
Who is it?
It's Donatello.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, he's a smart one, so is Matt.
Yeah.
And Donapedia. I was gonna say it doesn't make sense, so we have to call him Mattapedia.
I'd have sex with the female one they brought in later on.
No, shut up.
Shut up. You can't say that.
Mona Lisa was her name, right?
No, you gotta fuck the real one.
Oh,
no, shut up, I'm not gay. Leave me alone.
Pussy.
Michelangelo.
That's who you fuck?
Damn it.
He's like a wild, like, college chick.
You want some pizza after this?
Yeah.
You're up, Sean.
I could use a cigarette, but I think I'll take a pizza instead.
That's a great thing about having sex with a turtle. Pizza afterwards. No cigarettes.
Post-pizza sex. Post-pizza
well,
pie.
Well, that Matt, it's going to be awkward because Matt said he'd have sex with him. My favorite is Michelangelo.
Okay.
Yeah. The apple.
And you'd fuck him,
Matt's
too.
Matt's eye.
I'd probably go with either Leonardo or Donatello because I feel like they would appreciate you more.
Leonardo wouldn't be too whiny for
you. I kind of like your
analogy there.
You know what I mean? They'd appreciate it. Raphael, I feel like he would just kick me out, and I'd be out on
Yeah, he'd send you out and fucking walking.
Yeah, I'd be like Jersey Shore.
Yeah, I'd just be like, here,
out. Raph will call you a cab after you were done. Yeah. And he'd kick you out.
Go to LaGuardia, right?
Out of the shell room.
Here's your walking papers.
All right, Derek.
My favorite was Raphael. I'd have to stick with him.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I'll like take one for the team.
He doesn't want to be abused.
Derek's like used and pushed the fuck out.
He's like being used and abused.
He's into the bad boy.
I got shit to do, so I like getting kicked out afterwards.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
I got fucking errands to run. There's laundry.
I know. I got laundry in there. I gotta go. I don't want Donatello sitting there whining because I'm not spooning him.
And he'd be shoving the bow in your ass.
See, that's exactly the difference between me and Derek. I am totally up for cuddle time. Derek is out the fucking door.
Yeah.
See ya,
Steven.
Faggot.
I also am a huge Raphael fan. Mm. Yeah.
Why does nobody like that? Michelangelo.
Because I see myself in Raphael.
Michelangelo is what all the little kids liked. Because he was like, he's like the hack turtle.
I feel like if there
Matt?
Was going to...
Gnarly, dude.
Go on. Yeah, I want to hear Matt. Well, I'll wait till he's done chewing. But I feel like, not that I am, but I feel like Michelangelo, out of all the Ninja Turtles, will be like the stoner one of them.
He is. Yeah, but he was made up for kids to like.
Well, I liked him.
And you were
great
a kid.
Job.
That's what I'm saying.
And Raphael marketing. Was made up for men to like.
No, Raphael was the one that said, oh, he's so mean, but wow. He has a good side.
He kicks ass and he takes names.
Raphael is just, he's very mentally unstable. And
really? I've seen the movie... He bailed on everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Asshole.
Exactly. Yeah, well, look at part two. He went right into the fucking Foot Clan's lair.
That's right.
He's trying to do shit on his own. What was that little gookie kid's name?
Kino.
Kino, yeah. Him and Kino went to fucking go fuck shit up.
Yeah.
We were looking for a muffler for 77 Chevy.
That's a line in the movie.
I believe it. I would never, ever question your quoting of the Ninja Turtle movies. Mm-hmm.
So every imitation, dude, just sounds like an Italian person.
Because Raphael is like an Italian person.
No, he's
an Italian,
Italian
painter.
He's a turtle.
Yeah, but he's a turtle from like New York City.
So are all of them.
But
they all live in New York. Not all of them. Hey, Vito, let's get kids.
That's what they talk like. Did you ever see the movie?
I just literally quoted the movie.
Well, that's what
he was very young when it came out.
Yeah. That's what Raph talks like, at least.
Matt, let's hear how Krang talks.
He kind of talks like this. He doesn't like the turtles very much.
Now, how about Produce Pete?
Produce Pete likes to make special pizzas for them with fresh tomatoes.
And arugula.
And arugula. Oh, shit. And some gorgonzola.
Okay, that shit just makes me laugh.
Nobody wants to hear who I'd fuck, though.
Who, Steve? I can't wait to hear it. Who would you fuck with your mediocre penis?
I can't fuck any of the turtles because my heart belongs to Fifel.
Damn. Wait, did I, when I came in...
Why do you say Fifel?
Fifel.
When I came in, what did I hear that Fifel was 86?
I like Fifel.
What? Oh, when it came out.
Yeah.
Not what 86 movie? Years old.
No, it came out in 1986?
Fifel.
We were guessing.
Doesn't fucking exist, then.
That's
wait,
true.
Wait, no. It didn't.
So, therefore, Fifel goes west was after 88.
What?
Like so anything, Bible goes west. Exists.
Anything prior to 1988 did not exist to me.
He's everyone drunk. Talks at the same time, and
this is like stops.
I'm just gonna sit penis.
What? Man, you're blowing out the speakers. By the way.
Yeah. Why? The second I start talking, it gets turned down hella crazy, and then Matt's up here talking. In my
turn it up, Derek.
Like,
turn it up. I'm talking
in my left ear, like it's fucking.
Because you came in all gangbusters, drunk, and yelling in the mic.
Ah, sorry about that.
Like gangbangers. You know,
they'll turn everybody down. How's that?
So anyway, bottom line is just about every turtle's getting some love. Leonardo.
Yeah, no one picked Leo.
Yeah, didn't he pick Leo?
Oh, he picked Leo? Okay.
I think he was kind of undecided. He wanted like a threesome with Leo and Donnie.
Donatello, yeah. Because they would appreciate you.
All right, so everyone, if we go down the sewers, every turtle's getting some loving.
Exactly. Yeah.
One of them twice, I can't remember.
And Splinter's filming it.
Yeah.
Raph. No, I chose a threesome.
Threesome.
Mm-hmm. But the only circumstance is I don't want to talk to them.
Wow.
Don't want to talk, just cuddle.
You're a piece of
I
shit.
I don't want to know your name. I just want bang, bang, bang.
Why didn't you look at me? Shut up. Just spoon me. That's it. I don't want to talk.
Steve kind of looks like a Ninja Turtle.
Will you wax their shell afterwards?
Steve looks like a fucking AIDS patient.
No, he
he's
doesn't.
Got no hair.
He's like the opposite of an AIDS patient.
No, look at him. Oh, yeah, he's super fat.
He's not super fat. Hey.
The turtles were super in shape.
Oh, yeah.
They were all doing roids.
They had
you
abs.
Know that's fucking
what's
super
wrong?
Slime? Steroids.
The turtles had monster biceps, and they all had abs.
Retromutagen roids.
Do you think there was like a teenager like with small man complex, just watching, saying, "How do they have abs and I can't get abs? They're fucking turtles." They're turtles.
Oh man, even Leonardo's got quads and I don't.
Go to Porcy Park and start beating up the turtles.
Fuck you.
Just local
turtles. Just slime everywhere. Just, yeah, suck that.
Just throwing random shit down storm drains, being like, "Eat this, you fucking asshole! I know you're down there."
Manhole cover pops off.
I seen the movie, motherfucker. I know you're down there.
Came out after 1988. It's okay. It's okay. You're alive.
You exist.
So, you're alive, but you're super old now.
No, but for real, when I was little, me and my brother used to throw random things of food down storm drains and be like, "We're feeding the turtles, Mom."
Bob, wow. They're down there. They're down there.
Sliding entire pizza boxes down there.
Honey, I paid $20 for that fucking pizza, and it's all gone. Where did it go?
Sewer.
Mom, it's down the sewer. They wanted it.
The turtles are hungry.
2 weeks later, honey, this pizza is still sitting right at the bottom of the sewer. They're not fucking there. All right? Now you owe me $20.
You see, first we saw turtles, and then we would feed the storm drain. But then we saw it, and then we didn't want to go anywhere near.
No, don't go near the storm drain. Don't go near the storm drain.
Famous. Oh, my God.
I don't mean to break this up, but they actually have a picture of the kid who got his penis bit off.
Oh, good thing. He's like maybe a five.
So the pixelated spot, that's where the penis.
Yeah.
No, that's his eyes.
That's
close.
A pretty big pixelation there for a little guy. Yeah.
Well, I can't imagine there's much left there.
Maybe that's why the father bit it off, is he was jealous because the little baby boy.
Oh, your dick way too big. Oh, shit. I cut you down to size. That's highly uncommon.
My baby have penis too big. Why are you bigger than you?
Why are you
bigger? Derek, now read that whole article to me.
What's it say?
Hieroglyphics. All right.
Yeah.
Boy, should I...
Oh, yes. No.
Read this or do the video?
No, video.
Video,
then read it.
Video.
No, I didn't prep the video. I haven't watched the video, so I don't know how, because there's a lot of good information in this.
Read that title, Derek.
No, I'm just going to go ahead and play the video.
Really? What is that? I want to read the video.
Oh.
Chicago Tribune.
They have a whole intro.
What's going on?
Oh, a puppy.
Oh.
You okay?
Ears. That's a cute little dog. I would get one of those.
Adorable ears.
This isn't an actual news story. They're just showing the dogs that are involved in the article.
Is that Ren Hoek?
Yeah, pretty much. So that means I have to go ahead and read this.
That's what Sheila wants. She wants a little chihuahua that she can carry around. I said, what the fuck are you going to do when you're at school?
Well, she already
has
a chihuahua.
Oh, fuck you, Derek.
Relatives of a 13-year-old boy accused of torturing the family's dogs and posting videos of it that went viral say the seventh grader is a, quote, normal kid, led astray by a man they had taken in when he had nowhere else to go.
So he just said, family takes in a guy, teaches the kid to fuck up some dogs.
It says, this is bizarre for us. We're simply stunned, said the boy's grandmother, who is a minister. We will hold him, the boy, accountable because this is not who we are as a family. Police say the boy and a family friend, 22-year-old Joshua Moore, spun the small terriers and chihuahuas on their leashes, including recently born puppies.
Spun them on their leashes?
Spun them around. Like woohoo.
Like
put them on a leash and...
You know, my cousin used to do that with his cat. I didn't know that was a bad thing.
The weirdest thing I've ever seen somebody do with a pet is the pet peed on the floor. My friend took the dog. It was a Pekingese type of thing with long hair.
Yeah.
Wiped the piss off.
Oh, with the dog?
With the dog.
And then kicked it outside?
Wow.
And then
that makes perfect sense to me. I mean, it's got long fur. It's very mop-like. I could see how if somebody let this dog just repeatedly piss in their house, how that person could go and say, hey, let me use the dog to clean up its own piss.
Why you pee on Woo?
Why you pee on Flo?
It was fucking Kevin. He just picks the fucking dog up and goes, gonna piss in my house.
Oh, it was him? It was you?
Yeah.
No, my cousin's girlfriend made him get a dog. And then she left him for some other dude.
We're gonna get arrested.
So he stopped taking care of the dog and just let it piss and shit all over my house. So one day I was just so annoyed, I took the dog, I turned it over, and I used it to mop up its own piss.
Makes sense.
Cleaned up after itself.
And now they let you have another puppy.
Well, this
thank
one
God
has,
is short hair.
This one is short hair.
Yeah.
So.
not as absorbent.
Not very absorbent.
Well, this story gets a little worse. This isn't. Uh-oh. Yeah, this isn't the worst of it. Spun them. They were also accused of pouring rubbing alcohol on a dog's testicles, and in one case, biting into the neck of another dog until it cried.
Oh my God!
In one of the other videos, the two stop swinging one dog and focus the camera on the dog's eyes, which quote pulsate and rapidly dart back and forth, according to a police report. One of the two bragged, "You couldn't tell it was a dog because it was moving as fast as a propeller." That's how fast they were swinging it.
Are they Jews? Who are you talking
did
about?
Did it fly?
Are they Jews?
Propeller
what?
Dog. Everyone's distracted by the chat and all the Jew talk. Yeah.
They threw the hard K word in there. You see that?
Yeah. Well, actually, yeah, they said, I hate Kevin.
Yeah. Oh.
That's just awful.
Actually, the one other guy's name that led him astray was, what, Joshua Moore?
Yeah.
He's Jewish.
Oh, yeah, total
Jewish
Jew.
Name. Absolutely.
In another video, the boy pours rubbing alcohol on the dog's testicle, then applies duct tape and, quote, violently rips the tape off.
Oh, I do it to myself all the time.
This occurs twice in the video.
When you said poured rubbing alcohol on it, I so thought he was going to set them on fire.
He might as well have.
What a waste of an opportunity. Right? And rubbing alcohol.
Moore told arresting officers that everything shown in the videos was for entertainment purposes. And he did not think he was doing anything wrong, according to the police report.
How the fuck is that all intensive purposes?
What was the kid's name?
No, entertainment purposes.
Entertainment. I'm sorry. What
was the kid's name?
Joshua. Oh, the little kid. They don't release his name.
Well, I am Joshua Moore, and this is duct taping dog balls.
The 13-year-old charged as a juvenile was ordered to home confinement as part of an electronic monitoring program.
Really? Is that really that bad for a teen? How old is he?
13.
13-year-old kid. He's probably got 18 million electronics. So much cool stuff in his house. Now he has to, go to school and then come right home?
Well, he was ordered to have no contact with any animal and is allowed to leave home for school only.
That's it.
Oh, wow. So that's like almost like a registered sex offender.
But does somebody get this?
Or somebody on probation.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like us when we were in school.
You know those days where you want to stay home and just do nothing, you know, play with your shit?
All you gotta
this
do
kid gets to do with your all shit? The fucking time.
All you gotta do is fuck up a puppy and you can get that, you know, in writing.
Turn a puppy into a carousel and you're ready to go. Yeah.
Guys, the garbage up. Sorry.
I'll be back. I have to go find a puppy.
Yeah.
The giant swing.
One of the videos, the puppies could be seen cowering while the other dogs were swung by a leash. The pair also tormented a female dog that had recently given birth by hiding her five puppies, Stephen, around the house and watching the mother frantically search for them.
Unbelievable.
Oh, that's just disgusting.
Wait.
The puppies and the mother were also tossed in the air and landed on their stomachs. The video shows the man and the boy trying to force a dog to eat fecal matter.
Come on, doggy, eat your turds.
Make him lick dog shit.
Do we have these videos?
No. If the dog didn't eat it, police said, they commented that the dogs didn't like it and grabbed others to try again.
That's not it, yeah.
The two also poured lemon juice down a dog's throat until it started gagging. And then they put them on the internet.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Why did I pour down my cat's throat? That
made oh, boy.
Semen.
I was powder drink mix. I poured a powder drink mix down my cat's mouth.
Like iced tea mix?
Yeah, and it was like, laughing. It was just going. And just like foaming at the mouth for like a half hour straight.
So you're just as bad as these little turds.
Yeah.
Wait, was this
poor
a cat?
Cat's got dry mouth walking around looking for its babies.
Yeah, oh, these were,
and you're just
these
like,
cats. No, they were foaming at the mouth.
You know, no, this is what Steve did.
These were cats, though, for Steve, right?
Yeah. Oh,
who the fuck cares?
Know, cats are cunts anyway.
Yeah, cats fucking suck.
And I only fingered it.
I don't want to be in the same fucking room as them. I don't want to be in the fucking same neighborhood as them. Fuck cats.
You guys do realize that even though our audience is pretty much generally thick-skinned and can take a lot of, you know,
I don't know if that's true,
things,
by the way, but go ahead.
Animal abuse is probably something that'll drive them away, so maybe we want to steer away from that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
even the Jew in the room, his name is the Jew. See what he says here? Mm-hmm. He hates animal cruelty, but I called him a kike before. And he was okay with that, but animal cruelty, he's upset.
So what's next?
I would like to go on record. I'm with Matt in saying this is despicable.
Oh, this is
horrible.
Can I jump on that bandwagon?
Oh, yeah.
I firmly agree.
None of us are condoning this. We're just reporting the news.
Awful. We're just reading it off a screen.
Yeah.
I actually think the punishments against animals should be more severe than human on human.
Let's not go crazy.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I'm serious.
Well, we put animals to sleep more quickly than we
Yes,
you know, I don't agree with that either. No offense.
Execute people.
I don't.
I think the punishment should be harsher.
I think if it's a dog where there's nothing you can do, no matter what you do, the second it sees a human, it goes fucking nuts and goes after to physically kill them. Then maybe, not even a yes, a slight maybe, but I don't think you should put a dog down.
I think Michael Vick should have got the lethal injection in his dick,
right in his fucking black dick.
So you're saying you can't put a good dog down?
What I'm saying is, no. Is a punishment. If you are abusive to animals, your punishment should be more strict than if you're abusive to another human.
Yeah, because a human can defend itself. Sure. A dog fucking
like
can't.
Basically, like if I kick you square in the face, there's a chance you might not.
Well, let's
put you
not
down,
get harsh.
And then
don't. Don't come. That's all I got.
So. No, what I'm saying is you still might be able to fight back and beat me.
Yeah.
But if I walk up.
And, obviously, I would be.
If I walk up and kick a cat or a dog square in the face, it's basically dead.
Yeah. All I do is stay away from a cat or a dog's mouth so it won't bite me. And I'm fucking.
Depends
fine.
On the kind of dog, though.
Yeah. There's a lot of dogs you can kick in the face and they come right back.
Yeah, they don't
right?
give
that's
a shit.
That's what you're getting at,
Matt? Yeah. I'm talking a full fucking kickoff.
Like if you were to punt like a lab in the face, yeah, okay. But if you were to kick like.
A fucking chihuahua.
No, I'm saying like a bigger, meaner
bull mastiff.
Dog
mastiff, yeah.
That has adrenaline that's like 10 times out of your own.
All right, no, look, okay, not even
probably
in the face.
Be toast. Look.
If just look at you, put the knuckle on the lip, like,
yeah,
motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
Just, just goes up on two legs and goes, fuck me, bro.
They'd come
be,
at me, bro.
They'd yes! Be back on you before your foot would hit the ground.
Probably. Yeah. There are probably some dogs that would probably catch your foot
or
in
that,
air.
Or that. Especially trained attack.
And there's nothing you can do from there. Because if they have your one foot, I don't care who you are, the first thing you say is, oh shit.
Mm-hmm. My buddy and I used to take turns Yakuza kicking his Great Dane right in the face. And that fucker came back at us every time.
Oh, see, now listen, I have a friend. His name's Steve Number One. who got a... He got a... What kind of dog was the one he brainbustered? I just
what?
Ruined
what? You just ruined the whole fucking story.
I ruined the bit, but you know,
did
what was
ruin
that?
It.
What was the name?
You didn't even have to say
yeah,
what
but there's still,
he did.
There's still a second part.
It is...
What was the dog's name? I forget. Holly, right?
No,
that
was
your
was
dog.
Mine. That was
Brianna.
Brianna.
All right. I went over to Steve.
What a horrible name.
It's such
he
a gentle name, though.
Oh, this is Brianna.
This is Joe.
Brianna was a miniature collie.
Now, was it not a miniature collie?
Yeah, what the fuck is
now,
that?
Wait, get your fucking story straight. It's a fucking Great Dane. It's a fucking...
No, that was
collie.
Him. All right,
we'll just say it was
his
a
name
regular
is Brianna.
Collie.
Yes, thank you. Okay. So I walk into his house. Like, you know, at Steve's house, you were free just to walk right in. As long as you knew you were coming over, you just walk right
from
in.
From the stories I've heard, I don't want to walk in.
So I walked into his house, and I go, you know, he's in his brother's room. I thought he was playing video games, right? I walk in there. He has his dog up in a delayed suplex. And then brain busters it on the bed. And I hear, boar! And then it stunted its growth. It did not grow a day after.
Of
that.
Course, it wasn't. It wasn't a miniature collie. It was a normal collie that became a miniature collie due to the brainbuster.
Exactly.
Forced miniature collie.
I know, but for me, I was terrified of dogs as a kid. Dogs.
Well, that's because you're a giant
experience?
Pussy.
No, if you grew up on the block I grew up on.
Oh, here we go.
What the? Shut the fuck up.
Here we go.
Streets is hard.
Streets is hard.
The mean streets of Center.
Tell everyone what street, what town did you grow up in?
It doesn't matter what
no,
town.
No,
I
grew up in. I got to hear it. I got to hear it.
Belford.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God.
Hey,
you're right.
Hey, hey listen here, Sayreville. Listen here, Sayreville. You know shit about Belford.
Really? Because my junior year high school homecoming game got canceled because there were gang wars across the street. And you're growing up in Belford.
No, but you're not.
Suck
yeah, but
a
there,
dick.
Whoa, but there was a dog.
Listen to this dog. It wasn't even like a dog. It was like a wolf dog, apparently.
No, right, well, it was his wolf dog. Right. It
do
had
your,
great
do your dog story, and then we got to take a break.
I can't get it in.
Listen, Belford is hard. Somebody once spray-painted chode on a stop sign.
Oh, shit. All
right?
Yes.
Whoa.
That was such a popular
streets
word.
Streets is hard.
Streets is hard.
I'm being honest, all right?
Come at me,
well,
bro.
First off, let me set it up with this. There used to be a junkyard at the end of my street with junkyard dogs. Okay? So they used to fucking attack me when I took the garbage out.
Real JBDs.
No, seriously, hang on. So one day I get home from school, and this is elementary school, you know, grades. And my grandmother asked me just to, you know, pat off the dirt from the school. And I went outside to pat off some dirt before dinner, and there was a dog outside. And as soon as I opened the door, I seen it. It startled me. I screamed bloody murder because the dog was just fucking staring at me. I was cornered. I had nowhere to go. And out of nowhere, my cat jumps off my roof, onto the tree, onto the deck, and then right into the back of this fucking huge slobbering poodle that was fucking staring me down.
Poodle.
You are a big fucking pussy.
I was scared to death.
Oh my god, this portal, it's walking in like showmanship.
But it
right
scared the shit out of me. And my cat saved my life. It sunk its claws into its back and rode the dog completely out of my yard.
You get him, cat. Run him right out of town. Well, I'm going to go on record and say all cats, complete cunts.
Okay. Very
I believe somebody's just said that before.
Yeah, really? You said that?
Yeah.
I'm on the same page. Fuck it. You used to have a cat.
I never had a cat.
Whose fucking cat was that?
Bob.
Oh, fuck Bob.
Didn't you say that
Let's
there were...
Let's do hair. Jay.
What was that?
Stop with the mic.
It's over. Didn't you say
I'm
that
just
there
turning
were,
you off.
There were two dogs down the street from you in this junkyard, and then one day one dog was gone and there was like a pile of bones?
Yes, yes. See, there was about five Rottweilers in the junkyard, and then one huge... You ever see the movie The Sandlot?
Yes.
It wasn't that dog. It was a German Shepherd, but that big.
It's Cujo.
Yeah. And it killed and ate one of the other junkyard dogs. I went down to the end of the street one day, and it was chewing on a carcass of another dog. And that scared the shit out of me. That fucking...
It was probably like leftover chicken or something.
It was another dog.
Chicken.
It was fresh kill. It wasn't like it had been sitting there for a couple months, and it was just a little piece of meat. Mm-hmm. It was eating it. And my friend took off. We were in a car, and we just took off because it started chasing the car. It bit its tire. It bit the car's tire.
Unreal.
While we were driving. And then we ended up hitting the dog, and it fucking lived. I hated that thing.
It just pissed it off.
Dogs eating dogs. Dogs eating cars. Streets is hard, man. Streets
I turned you
hard.
Off because you're like throwing the mic around.
Yeah. Too streets much noise. Hard. Turn my
microphone on. Why? What do you want, drunkie?
Sean, what do I call you? A young what?
Streets is hard.
Young
George Clooney.
Oh, thank you.
David
but
Schwimmer?
This thing was a poodle.
A young, confused right? George Clooney.
You said this thing that you were very afraid of was a poodle, correct? I'm just asking.
Just
I'm just
me.
Asking. Yes
startled
or no?
Startled me. I wasn't expecting anything.
I'm just asking yes or no question.
Okay.
Yes?
Yes.
Well, then you cannot hang out with B-Shaps because he has a poodle.
No, that's just Jewish-like locks that they have.
His dog is Jewish. Can you imagine their
we're
poodle
gonna
just walks around with little
are there any Jew dogs in here?
Break?
Rhyme-a-roo!
We are going to take a break. We're going to do something a little special, though.
Oh, yeah.
As you know, Hulk Hogan is in the news.
Yes, oh, yeah.
Which we'll talk about when we come back. But Steve and Matt will remember that Hulk Hogan actually called our show a couple times.
That's true.
He did.
And
Hulk Hogan.
So since he's in the news, I figure instead of taking a break and playing music, we'll play one of the infamous Hulk Hogan phone calls to
oh,
the
awesome.
Aristocrat show back from 07, I believe this was.
Derek, I promise after the break I'll be more careful with my microphone.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And your language, too. So we'll be right back. This is Classic Aristocrats from 2007. We have a super duper, super
special
caller on the line. We talked to him once before. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Hulk Hogan
oh, no.
to the show.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
How you doing, brother?
Hey, what's going on?
I am. Wow. I am like in awe right now.
I don't even know what to say.
I don't either. We have.
Are you just dying, the Aristocrats?
Yes, sir. Yes, Mr. Hogan.
Yes, this is the Aristocrats, Hulkster.
Can we call you Terry?
Fantastic. How's Nate and Pat doing?
They don't do this show anymore. That was about a year and a half
ago.
Yeah,
they eloped.
Yeah. Yeah, they're doing well.
All right, that's cool.
You sound a little different. You have a cold or something? A little allergies?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I have diarrhea.
I think he's just shooting.
I had some bad... Yo, hey. I have some bad Thai curry chicken, and I like shit five times.
But did you get any of this on tape?
Yeah, you didn't happen to videotape it, did you? So what brings you to the Aristocrats? Last time you called us, you were working on your new album called I'm Gonna Tear This Here T-Shirt.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
And you gave us a track, which I don't have on me
you
right
have
now.
You have a sample of that?
Yeah, maybe we'll find it in a little bit.
Okay.
But what are you working on now? Do you have any projects, anything going on?
I'll tell you what, Dirk. I most certainly do.
It turns out that
me and Don Herbert are going to make an album. You may know him as Mr. Wizard. Oh. I call him the Wiz because I tell you what, that guy's awesome. We're going to be making an album.
Yeah.
It's going to be called The Wrestling Newton Band. It's going to be all about Isaac Newton, and it's going to be a science for the kids.
My goodness.
Science. I don't know if you, you've been keeping up with the news, Hulk, but Don Herbert.
Yeah, it's going to be great. We got a whole bunch of songs lined up. I already wrote five of them, you know. I don't know, something like Apple Gravy, Spectrum of Blight. I love that one.
Well, I don't know if you heard.
I'll always love you, baby.
Wow.
That's my personal favorite.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And,
well, I do.
You know, I think it's going to be really good. He tells me he boomboxes and he's good on a mixing board. I haven't spoken in a while, but I got to call him and I got to make sure that we're still good to go.
Well, I do have some bad news for you, Hulk.
And I'll tell you what, all proceeds of the album is going to help me open up my old restaurant, Pasta Mania. And we're going to open up the best pasta you can ever have.
Well, Hulk, the bad part is if you look in the papers in the city around here, Mr. Herbert.
I'm in Florida.
Oh, well, I'm sure it's got to you by now. It happened on Monday. He passed away on Monday.
The Wiz?
Yeah, he passed away on Monday.
He's gone, brother.
He died, yeah.
He died, yeah.
Oh, crap.
Not unlike Richard Pryor, which on your last album.
Yeah, that was, oh, this is awkward.
That was, that was unfortunate.
Yeah, so,
I hope you recorded everything already.
Yeah.
I was actually waiting for him.
Oh.
He told me he was going to do all the beatboxing.
he ain't beatboxing
now anymore. Now, how am I supposed to do?
I don't know, maybe get Bill Nye or something?
No, I don't want Bill Nye, that faggot. I want the real one. I want Mr. Wizard. I want the Wiz. Give me the Wiz.
Wait, what about Beekman?
Yeah, he's looking for work, I heard.
Yeah, Beekman.
That fucking rat.
Oh, no, he's gay.
That rat thing.
So one's a fag, the other's gay.
Yeah. There's a difference. Well, I'm sorry to break that to you. Maybe you'll find some other celebrity about to die and try to do a... maybe Abe Vigoda. Maybe you can finally put him out of his misery. Start doing an album with him.
Well... One thing we know for sure is that he's a Hulkster in heaven.
That's true.
He is a Hulkster in heaven.
He's a Herbert in heaven.
Herbert. Should,
I love that song.
You should write a song called Everyone I Collaborate With Is Dead.
I want to split that atom. I think that would be a great song if you do the science.
I'm going to tear this year atom.
I'm going to tear this year mitochondria.
That atom.
Maybe you should do a doo-wop album with Little Richard.
Wow.
You were talking about homos. You might want to do a duo album with Little Richard. Oh. You know Little Richard.
Right? I don't know. What does he do?
what doesn't he do?
I
think he plays piano, amongst other things.
Who's that guy?
And he plays furious piano. He might want him.
He's good with his
hands. Does he beatbox?
Well, he's a black man. He might.
I think he's just white.
Oh, he's black. No, forget it. Painted. No, I don't want no black guys. Forget
No black. Well, what about Richard Pryor, though? You seemed... adamant about getting him on the album, and he is.
Yeah, but he looked white to me. Someone told me the other week he was black. The other time I saw him, he looked white.
Little Richard is very light skinned for a black man.
Okay.
So you might actually want to pass him off. So.
No, I don't want that. I got a new restaurant opening up. I don't want any black people in it.
Well,
down in Florida, that's a tough thing to come by.
That is, yeah.
It's Jews, blacks, and Cubans, and that's pretty much it.
Well, Jews love pasta, so, you know, I got Hulk and Roos, and they're going to love that.
Any plans to get back in the ring, Hulk?
No.
Oh.
No, like a nice reunion match, you and Tito Santana?
Shit.
You know, a good hold
no.
barred? No?
No. Mm-hmm. No.
My knee's been acting up. I can't get in the ring.
No.
Your knee's acting up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
It hurts. Every time it snows, it starts hurting.
Well, you got a lot of
that
in Florida.
Arthritis.
Yeah, in Florida.
Well, it doesn't have to snow in Florida.
Oh.
Everywhere else it snows, my knee hurts.
So it's perpetual then?
Yeah, it always hurts.
Yeah.
That's what I'm figuring. You know, it's gonna be a snow.
Have anything?
I have my restaurant to go. I just want to make a plug for the Pasta Mania in the Mall of America in Minnesota.
Wow. Wait, I thought it was going to be in Florida.
No.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No, the old one. Hey, the old one is in the Mall of America in Minnesota.
Okay, but what's the new?
I'm already opening that. There was a Bed Bath and Beyond there. I closed them. I went in there and I tore down all the pillows and the massagers. I said, "You get out of here! This is gonna be a pasta mania." I threw them out, and now I'm making my restaurant.
Excellent.
Is it?
Wow. I don't even know what to say.
Well, this is a legend we're talking to. It's hard for
well,
us.
Well, I think it's called Starstruck.
Yes.
I
mean, oh, definitely.
There'd be so many questions.
You might have seen it on the news. Yeah. There was vibrating massagers and dead people everywhere. I went crazy.
Amazing.
My knee hurt, though, that day, so I went easy on them.
Yeah, it snows a lot in Minnesota.
People getting body slammed into things.
A lot of dead wrestlers from Minnesota, too, by the way.
Quite.
Yeah, Kurt Hennig.
Yeah. Rick Rude.
Rick Rude, yeah.
The list goes on and on.
Yeah, there's plenty more.
Anyway. So, does anyone else have a question for Hulk Hogan? I mean...
All right, just think of something. I'll tell you what. I'll send you a T-shirt.
Okay.
It's going to be pretty ripped, though, so don't wear it.
Is it going to be torn?
It's going to be pre-torn?
Yeah, I rip them already. I spend like 8 hours a day ripping T-shirts.
Do you just rip them or do you wear them and rip them?
No, I...
What good is a ripped T-shirt to me?
I just rip them.
Well, that's how you know it's authentic from the Hulkster, because nobody else is allowed to sell you a ripped T-shirt.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you can't buy these shirts at Target.
Yeah, you can't get them at Hot Topic, you know?
I would put on like 20 or 30 of them at a time and just like keep ripping them off. That'd probably be the easiest way.
It's funny you say that there, Mikey, because I do that. I do just that.
It's Matt, by the way.
Hello.
Yeah.
Mr. Hogan.
Yeah.
Okay, Hulk. Yeah, I guess we'll let you go.
He's got to get back to ripping T-shirts.
Yeah.
He's in Florida, so it's what? 3 hours early.
It's same time. It's like 4 o'clock here in the morning.
What? No, it's not. It's 10:47.
That Mason Dixon line.
I'm waking my kids up for the neighbors because I'm ripping T-shirts a lot for you guys. I'm going to send you a box of T-shirts. No problem.
That's Aristocrats. Okay, still, Aristocrats. Autograph them, please.
Derek, aren't you still waiting for another box from the last time he called?
Yeah, I was still waiting for him. Well, he said that he wore them when he was mowing the lawn.
They got sent. They got sent, yeah. I just checked. I checked my records. They got sent 4 months. 4 months ago. Yeah.
4 months. Okay. Well, I'll keep waiting with bated breath.
So your inventory is clear then.
Yeah.
Maybe they're stuck at customs.
I think we're confusing Hulk.
Yeah. I think so too.
He's getting a hold.
More than three or four syllables, it just throws it out.
Go have some vitamin C.
Wow.
Yeah. So why don't you do your big exit, your vitamin thing, and we'll let you go.
The five demandments.
Yeah.
What?
Okay, Hulk. We'll see you later.
Nice to see you, Hulk.
I got a bad connection here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm surrounded in T-shirts. They're so fucking loud.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Can I curse on the radio? Is this national?
No, it's good. You can curse.
It's not national?
No. It's on the internet. You can say whatever you want.
It's on TV?
It's marginal. No. It's marginal.
It's on
my hands all crazy. I didn't even get ready for this.
No.
What?
Hang on. Let me call him. We'll call a mustache here. Hang on.
What's going on?
He thinks he's on TV. Oh. No, it's over the internet. There's no video.
It's radio.
What? Like porn?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Scat, actually.
That's cool.
All right, Hulk. Tell all your Hulkamaniacs.
I like Bukaki myself.
Okay.
See?
Tell all your Hulkamaniacs to eat their vitamins, and we'll let you go.
All right, Hulkamaniacs, listen up. I got a special... No, I think I'm just gonna go. I got diarrhea again.
Okay, Hulk.
Well, thank you, Mr. Hogan. It's been an honor.
No problem. You can call me Terry.
Okay.
Okay, Terry.
All right, Larry. Thank you.
All right. God bless.
See you.
Tomato Hulk. Watch over you. Uh-huh. Actually, no. I just shit my pants. I gotta go.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye. See you now.
Wow, Hulk Hogan.
I can't believe it. Where do we go from that?
Yeah.
Okay, we're back.
Whoa.
Live. 2012.
I can't believe that was Hulk Hogan.
I can't either.
I appreciate his fucking fucking
wow.
Ooh, that cooperation.
Cold ending there.
Whoops. Daisy.
All right. So I know we don't like to talk about wrestling much, but I'm just going to take a quick little tidbit and we'll move on. Okay?
Okay.
Yesterday we had a show and we had a guy. He was never really wrestles, but he does like a soldier gimmick because he was in the military.
Desert Storm.
Desert Storm.
Are you talking about the referee that peeled potatoes?
I was in Desert fucking yes. Storm peeling potatoes.
But
well, which referee?
He's like, I need a song for a American, and they tried playing some like Rihanna or Shakira or whatever fucking song, and it sucked. So I'm just gonna put myself over real quick. This is how good I am at working people. I convinced the guy, not only the guy, the music guy.
Oh no!
Not only the music guy, but the wrestler's mother.
Oh boy!
That it'd be a great idea to come out to "I Am a Real American." The Hulk Hogan song.
The Hulk Hogan song.
It's they did called, this? It's just he called did. Real American, yes. By the way.
Did he get a pop for it?
No. From me, he did. Because I'm in the ring fucking, coming in my pants. Just, oh my God, it actually worked.
There was one black dude in a John Cena shirt losing his mind the entire show.
On the left side? Was he a black shirt? Right on the left side? As soon as you walked out, he was right to the left?
Yeah. It was like third row, just losing his shit during the entire show.
Was he a black shirt?
No, he was a black, but in a red shirt.
A black so like and a red shirt.
Yeah, like a blood.
So somebody at an indie wrestling show came out to Real America.
Yes, and the whole time in the ring, I'm posing. I'm a manager of the opposite guy, and I'm doing the fucking wave the arm in the hearing. He doesn't fucking get it.
Wow.
That's got to be like the worst thing I've ever
heard. It was great. Great.
I'm like mortified.
That's like embarrassing.
Matt, why don't you tell Sean, since you're a better storyteller than me, what we did to Willie Lubit.
Way ahead of you because I was going to bring this
you
up.
You mean what I did?
Well, what all of us did.
Or are we talking about the same thing?
Yeah, we're talking about the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
When we were kids, we...
We were kids.
Hold on. I'm trying to tell the fucking story.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. go ahead.
Steve, Matt's telling a story. Mind your own fuckhole, all right?
All right, hang on. This is me shutting off the mic and...
Click.
Good.
Okay, so when we were kids, we did this little bit where we replaced Will's music with...
No.
That one?
No.
I'm going to say it was Real American.
It was I'm Just
Are you
a
talking
girl.
About the
just
backyard?
A girl. No, it was just
oh, okay,
a girl.
Okay, because you used to do that in the backyard.
No, we never did backyard.
Backyard what?
Whoa.
Are you talking about cutting grass or something?
Rabble. I guess I'm just going to tell the whole story because nobody's on the same
page. Yeah, Matt, go ahead. Okay. You fired out Fatboy. Right.
So anyway, when we were kids, we replaced his music in the backyard with Just a Girl. He was going to come out to Kiss or some bullshit. And it was a ha-ha thing that we did to him, whatever. Like a hazing kind of initiation thing to our little backyard thing. But then when we went pro, we decided it would be a great idea to do it again. But... Unfortunately, we didn't have a copy of Just a Girl on hand. However, in conversation, we mentioned it to Derek, who wrestled his first real
match.
Popped
his cherry that night.
Del Davis.
Woo! Del Davis
from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania,
made his debut. He goes, actually, I happen to have that
CD in my car.
And why?
I was a No Doubt fan.
We were both No Doubt fans.
Yeah. Both of you, really?
No Doubt.
No Doubt, brother.
Old school No Doubt, not Holla Girl. And
like
all
Tragic
that.
Kingdom.
Tragic Kingdom. Single?
Yeah.
No, CD.
No Doubt and Tragic Kingdom were pretty good albums. Anyway. Back to the point. We were like, should we do it? Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of mean. There's like 350 people here. His parents are here. His family
his
is
brother's
here.
His, with probably a fake wrestling belt.
Probably. And then we got one of the other workers to slip it to the sound guy. We're like, oh, no. This is his music.
Oh, again, no. I gave it to the sound guy.
You actually? See, yes. I thought you gave it to Billy.
I gave it to somebody. I said, play
you
this
gave it to Billy,
instead of whatever he gave you. And I put like a sticky thing on it with the track number. And he was just like, okay.
And he came out to Just a Girl and he sold it.
The best part was it was a four-way match.
Yeah.
It was Matt, Steve, myself, and Will. You Matt and Steve came out first.
Yeah.
So I'm in the back with Will, and Will's coming out next. I come out last. So I'm like losing my shit, like, oh my God, oh my God. And he's getting ready and doing his hair and doing whatever. And all of a sudden you just hear ding 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 ding. And he just like looks around, like not even like accusing me, he just goes, what the fuck is this? And he just goes through the curtain, completely sells it.
Oh yeah. Hops in the ring.
Ruins my intro because I come out and I'm just laughing at the fact that here's Will, his family's in the audience. He's so proud. And he's up there like on the top rope like, yeah, just a girl.
Just a girl. Not to mention that when Derek came out, he literally looked like he just walked out of the bathroom and like found a wrestler's knee pads and put them on and went out in his street clothes because that's exactly
I didn't even have wrestler's knee pads. I got knee pads from like Home Depot.
Yes. They were those with like the plastic shells on
what?
Them.
Like the painter ones?
Yes. Yes.
There's not really like, any like pads to them?
Like a skateboarder's knee pad.
I think they didn't have the plastic on. They were just that, but they were like.
They were bad.
They weren't like real knee pads.
Actually, that same day and that same match, my entrance got messed up also.
Yes.
My music hit, and my gimmick was that I was coming out from the crowd, not
like
the actual entrance. The entrance way was also the door to get back in the building to piss for the public because it was an outside show. And so everyone's looking at the curtain for me to come out to my music, and this little fucking like 7-year-old black kid walks out from the curtain, and everybody cheers and pops huge for me, and it's just little black kid running around doing cartwheels and slapping fives at people.
And it couldn't have been more ironic because he was doing a skinhead gimmick.
It was like a like Jamaican skinheads.
Jamaican
exactly. Crazy
called Doc Martin.
Yes.
Awesome gimmick.
Yeah, and you know, and I hashed that whole thing out with Will actually a couple years ago, who's still upset about
really?
It.
Really?
I'm not even, even...
The original occurrence, was I born yet?
Barely. Oh. No, this was 2000.
Oh, I was, yeah, I you was were, 3 years around. Away from, 4 years away from being in the business.
You were, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yeah, he was still upset about it. I remember we were talking
did
about
he mention
it at
me?
His house.
He's coming for you, dude.
He didn't, he wasn't really sure. I think he kind of blamed it more on Steve. But he wasn't really sure exactly who was responsible for it. But I hashed it all out with him. You know, he was definitely legitimately wounded by that.
Yeah, because, I mean, in all honesty, here's a guy who
was definitely
took this really serious and really wanted
does.
And really wanted to do good at it. Mm-hmm. And it didn't help that like his family was in the audience. And it was like a pretty big, I mean, it was our own match. It wasn't like, you know, we were jobbing to somebody.
Yeah.
You know, so.
It was definitely a shine match for everybody. It's just funny because you can hear Webmonster Mike giggling as he's recording the match when he's coming out.
Because you have that on tape?
Of course I have it on tape.
Send it to me. I knew you had clips.
The
but
clip with the water bottle,
yeah.
No, I have the whole thing.
Do you have it on, like, the computer?
I can have it up in 20 minutes after I get home.
If you think of it, do it. I would love to see
I'll
that.
I'll do it. I'll put it up for you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
That was definitely a little bit too much wrestling talk there.
Well,
but
let's do a little more.
Oh, boy.
Can
I answer Brian Shapiro real quick?
Okay.
He mentioned something about
in the chat.
East Coast Throwdown 4. You are actually going to East Coast? I didn't know you were a gamer. So hit me up on that.
He's a Street Fighter.
Good. Yeah, I saw him mention that he's in Street Fighter. If he wants, I'll definitely take a Street Fighter challenge from him at the tournament. I should have time for that.
Hmm.
So the challenge is open. Brian Shapiro versus Shock.
Shock.
The Jew versus the Shock.
Look at that, Shock. What was that?
I probably will.
So, we did the during the break, we heard the immortal one, Hulk Hogan, calling in the show. Yeah, it was really him. Who knew?
Yeah, I was very surprised that we got him on the show.
Twice.
Who knew?
But there is a sex tape surfacing with Hulk Hogan in it.
This is real, huh?
This is real. A sex tape featuring the legendary wrestler Hulk Hogan has surfaced, but the clip's leading man says he has no idea who the partner in the video is. The wrestler, whose real name is Terry Bollea?
Bollea.
Was it Bollea?
People say
Bollea.
I say Bollea, but
Terry
I hear
Boulder.
I hear Bollea.
You better believe it.
Yeah. Well, he told TMZ that he...
You're fucking stupid.
This is the Hulkster's quote. He banged so many chicks after he left his ex-wife... The woman could be one of many, possible conquests.
By that he means she's just a paid hooker.
Probably. He said he went on a 4-month alcohol-fueled bender after he left his ex-wife Linda and before he met his current wife Jennifer. During that time, I don't even remember people's names, much less girls.
Well, I mean, really, if you're Hulk Hogan, I'd just walk in a bar and say, I'm fucking Hulk Hogan.
I don't even think you'd have to say it.
If he said, if he walked in and was like, I'm fucking Hulk Hogan, I'd be like, you're fucking Hulk Hogan? Like, that's kind of gross.
Holy shit, you look just like him.
His mustache came off on you.
Literal Matt.
Yeah. He said that he, at one point, had like a gun in his mouth and was ready to pull the trigger.
By that,
really?
He means the penis.
Well, yeah.
And you know.
Well, his spine is so bent now that he
gun was an Asian man.
But the 58-year-old insists that he hasn't had sex with another woman since meeting his current wife, 36-year-old Jennifer, 5 years ago.
36. How old is he, Matt?
58.
Yikes. Do you think he has a huge fucking dong?
No.
Probably not.
No.
Steroids.
Well, you saw it.
No, see, that's common misconception. No. Your penis does not shrink from steroids.
Balls. No, your balls do.
Yeah, but it was
the increased testosterone actually causes you to gain erections much easier.
Yeah.
But...
That's why
as
Kurt
you get older,
had a little
and
package
I'm,
going.
I'm sure he's probably not fucking still rolling on steroids now.
He's on TV, bro.
Closer to 60.
Maybe who knows? He might be.
I think he's still rolling.
Anyway, I'm sure that at this point he's abused his testosterone levels to the point where he probably can't achieve an erection normally.
I would say
it's one of those where he's just holding the base, just squeezing it, just to make the rest of it look kind of erect.
Just massaging the blood towards the head.
Come on.
Help me out here, brother.
Looks like a nunchuck.
Pumping feet.
Well, Hogan said he has no idea who's selling the tape or how the person acquired it, but his lawyers would prosecute anybody who would go forward with it. TMZ reported they had seen a portion of the grainy footage featuring Hogan getting undressed and naked and an unidentified brunette lying on a bed.
In the clip,
Hogan, sporting a thong-shaped tan line, pulls his shirt off and brags to his companion, "I started to work out again."
Okay.
Everything that I've heard about this is just that the tan line is really creepy.
Yeah,
probably.
I could imagine.
Yeah.
Jiggy Jen says you can tell he has a tiny penis if you look at his wrestling speedo thing.
It's not true.
They're called trunks.
Oh, yeah. No, that's true. That's true. Anybody who looks like they have a tiny penis in wrestling trunks usually do. Right, Steve?
Oh.
It's a singlet. It causes shrinkage.
Steve was wrestling King Kong and me and another guy were managing him, and we're just looking at him going, look how tiny his dick looks right there.
Wow.
Dicks. And I turned to him and I go, yeah, he has no ass either.
You guys made me fluff too before the match started.
We do. He's like, everybody huddle in. Steve, fix your dick.
Yeah, we do the entrance. It's me and Steve against the two grass stains. And Sean and Danny Inferno were out with us. And... was it Danny that called the huddle?
Yeah,
Danny. Danny called the huddle so that we could Steve could fluff his own dick in the singlet, so, and the crowd wouldn't be able to see it.
Listen, Kev's talking to me. He's like, "All right, you want to undress me?" I go, "Yeah, why not?" Like, take his jacket off and his belt and everything. I'm like, "Yeah, sure." And then I go, "Hold on." Danny's calling, Sean, huddle in here. Steve's got to fix his dick. And I huddle in. I'm like, "Okay." He goes, "Steve, fix your dick now."
Wow. I did right away, too.
It did not help.
See, the thing is, it doesn't last.
Listen, here's the thing. Kev here, you know, he has an awesome set of blue tights that he wears.
I'm going to just cut you right off here for a half a second. Don't try to defend it. Your dick looks incredibly tiny.
So here's the thing. So Kev wants to wear these as part of our tag team because we are the
two rude dudes.
Oh, fuck you guys.
So,
you're fucking stupid.
So he, you know, we always wear the checker gimmick because, you know, I have a checker singlet, but he wants to wear the blue. So he went ahead and bought me a blue wrestling singlet. But it's probably at least a size and a half small.
It's all tight.
It's a little tight.
It's a schmedium.
It's supposed to be.
It's not the Lycra spandex. It's the old school thicker.
Did you get it at Baby Gap? See, the thing is I am.
It's a baby onesie. Yeah,
it basically is. But the thing is like I am a circumcised male, 30 years old. But this thing, you know, makes me look like I'm uncircumcised.
Does it say spit happens on the front?
Spit.
Does it say hung like a horsey?
Does this diaper make me look fat?
No, it actually says tip happens. Like the tip.
Boo.
That's just the tip. That's it.
Penis. So, yeah, basically it sucks my dick into my body. It makes me look... I have a camel toe.
Turns Steven into a Ken doll.
Like, he basically
like
turns
Cabbage Patch Kid.
Yeah, he basically has a man pussy. Where it just goes right inside where you have to like finger yourself to get it
it's
out.
Actually on but YouTube. Nasty. You can see Sean reach in and flick my penis head in the middle of the match.
You go, oh.
But anybody who's like, even if you've done scholastic wrestling, who's worn a singlet, knows it causes shrinkage.
No, it doesn't. I've it always had a plenty of a lump.
You know what?
Yeah,
though?
Yeah. Sean, and that's Sean, your cyst. That's your cancer growing in your dick.
Sean, you do play with your penis for about an hour before the show.
That's
so
fucking smart. Thank you. So I'm just like, all right, just fucking look good. Don't fucking let me down. Don't
let me
down.
Do
it.
At the show Sing that we just it. Had, when I took off my, you know, I have like an over jacket that I wear, you know, the checkered one. And I gave the big, like, reveal for my outfit. And this big, fat black woman with a horrendous weave. Like, her weave starts where your hairline does, wow. Matt. So,
oh, like Mark Henry's?
Yeah, basically. Who I called her Tyler Perry to her face, by the way. Well,
yeah, you stole that from me. Yes.
I did steal it from you, but I'd said it.
I popped for it.
And but she points directly at my little penis nub and just starts laughing and cackling.
Oh, Lord of Lord. Oh, look how small that white boy is.
Like a baby Jesus.
It's like a tip of an acorn.
Look like a six-year-old Asian boy. I've seen bigger toothpicks at KFC.
I've seen bigger dicks in an Asian man's mouth.
So, do you guys want to know? Do you guys want to hear what I said in my head? I said,
man, this sucks. I have a tiny penis.
I said, this is the easiest heat ever. And I just kind of humped out my little acorn.
You worked it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Then I came back and go, does my dick really look tiny?
I don't care. It still has the job done.
It's a baby carrot. I dropped it in there. It seems hard to get off.
This is so weird because Kev was there yesterday. We were talking about my penis. Go figure.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, really? It's my penis to sex is like Steve to wrestling. I mean, it's not great. It's just good enough to get the job done.
Okay. All right.
Oh. He said that, not me.
I did.
I personally think you're great.
No, he doesn't.
I buy you singlets that...
Try to cover up your...
Look like a Ken doll.
Make me look thinner,
whole,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah, well. Yeah, the whole act of preparing for a professional wrestling match and wearing a singlet all amounts to massive shrinkage.
It does.
It just happens.
Break the ice. I'm just kidding. It does.
Me and Sean actually have the same exact dimensions, according to our women.
Oh, identical.
Is that that's how? Because you saw it the other day.
Well, that you know, my wife saw it.
What?
Look at her smiling. New Year's, you like pulled it out or some shit?
I did.
Weren't you with your weren't you with your family on New Year's?
But the thing is Jamie and Sheila conglomerated. Is that a word?
Okay, we'll go with that.
Yeah, does that work, Matt?
Sure.
They conglomerated on it.
It's not the exact right word, but we got it. It makes
we get what you're getting to.
Conglomerated. Oh.
Collaborated?
See, that's not my fault. Now I know what we're talking about. I didn't say, hey, look at my penis.
No, you didn't.
Hey, I was outside taking a piss.
Check out my dong,
I was outside taking a piss. If someone sneaks and looks, not my fault.
Sneaks and looks.
Not my fault.
Looks like Jiggy Jen wants everybody to whip it out.
I can't. See, I got instant shrinkage just by her saying that. I'm nervous.
Performance anxiety.
Yes. It happens. Actually, this morning I got out of the shower. I'm like, check this out, James. This is how I wish it could be every day.
Because he's in the shower just fucking tugging on it for 10 minutes.
No,
come
I didn't touch
on,
it. It was
on.
Just that the shower was so warm. It needed fucking needed air.
If you look at the chat room log, the people on the right, the last person describes my penis.
Really?
Whoa. Scrappy.
Scrappy.
Oh, shit. All right, then.
All right, let's stop talking about your penises.
Why?
Well, Matt.
I think it's a good time.
Yeah, right, Derek. Let's talk about your penis.
Yeah. Actually, from what I heard, Derek is hung like a fucking moose.
Like Derek, an African bull elephant.
Tell us about the mule.
Let's hear it.
No, I got the old Irish curse. We've discussed this.
Yeah. No, you have the Scottish curse.
Well, they call it the Irish curse.
He's all bag, no pipe.
Yeah.
Oh, you and Kev get along
right
great.
There with you.
I've also heard that the Irish curse applies to being too drunk to get an erection.
That happens too.
Okay. See, I'm the other way. I get drunk, I get a hard on, but I can't like
it doesn't go away.
No,
Kev just walks around and goes, "Somebody do something to this
your
thing."
Your penis actually fills up with alcohol.
Wow. Yeah.
You can actually squeeze it and get a little more drunk.
Yeah.
Get it all back into your blood system.
He squeezes his dick on top of chicks. It's like a shot. Ah, I'm done. Let's
I actually
on.
Thought I got slipped with Viagra this morning.
Yeah?
My warning wouldn't go away.
Happens sometimes.
It was like an hour and a half of just like 90%. I mean, I wasn't fucking complaining.
90%.
The fuck happens?
I was like, man, somebody slipped me a Viagra or some shit. I'm going to start covering my beer bottle.
Fucking morning wood can be like an alarm clock.
Right? It's like an
alarm. As soon as you roll over it, you're like, oh, well.
It's like a kickstand.
Oh, I have to be up at 11. What time is it? It is 7 a.m. I guess I'm getting up now.
Yeah.
Then you get up to pee, then you pee, and then you're like, all right, I can't go back to sleep now.
Derek has had that much of the penis talk that he's actually going to the bathroom.
And he's going to jerk it.
It's going to tuck one out.
He's going to walk out.
Derek has no ass.
Flop it out.
You and Derek are in the same no ass club.
Yeah.
Can I just... I have like a black man's ass.
Yeah, me and Matt are the ass.
Matt, you do have like a Samoan ass.
Samoan. Samoan. That's better comparison.
I just have like a high water badunk-dunk.
I got to retort real quick. Oh. All right, look. I'm not all bag and no pipe. I have a very mediocre pipe.
So you're
mediocre to average.
Oh, shit. You're all bag.
His mama changed him.
Yeah. She wiped my ass. I think she knows how big my penis is.
I think what happens is you have a mediocre-sized penis, like an average man-sized penis, but your bag is so big. It just makes it look smaller.
So big. I've had women tell me they were afraid of my testicles.
Is that true?
Yes.
It's not just women. I'm afraid of his testicles.
Really?
I take him fucking on the chin.
I've seen his...
No. On the chin.
I've seen his testicles hang out the bottom of his fucking boxers. I'm not going
to
lie.
Really? Because I'm pretty sure he's come up to me and goes, hey, look at these.
They're massive.
And I just go, holy shit.
Yep.
You're a fucking freak.
Like I was like, Kev, I can barely see your clit from here.
Whoops a daisy.
My penis is hidden by the covenant that hangs below it.
See, contrary to wrestling days, I'm all pipe, no bag.
Okay.
Oh, does that mean I'm all pipe and no bag?
But you're potent enough.
Don't put us down.
No, because your bag's bigger than my bag. I'll be more honest than usual. It's just like certs. I have two certs, like the mints.
But they're potent like enough to create Mike three Hikes. Beautiful children.
Yes.
And yeah, fresh just breath. Enough squeezes out there. That was a quick one, Derek.
See, wow. I have Welcome certs back. With like...
No, don't fucking say that because that means I have certs.
You know like the thing that the doctor uses, like the tongue...
Depressors?
Yeah, like that with a little fucking certs.
There's a request to see your certs, bro.
That doesn't make any sense.
I can't show my certs.
Wait, are you certs like stack certs for your penis or like... Testicle certs.
He means testicles are the
my
size.
My search are testicles. So in turn, it makes my penis look massive.
Oh.
But it's not.
Oh.
So he has like raisinettes kind of.
But from like, you know, for like pictures and from a distance, it's like, whoa. Until you get up close.
It's like a chick from far away. You're like, oh, wow, that looks really great.
Yeah,
and
two blockers.
You're like, holy shit.
Yeah, those are called two blockers.
You guys want to hear something awesome?
Yeah.
I didn't record the show today.
Oh, wow.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Ideal.
Incredible.
Meal.
Why the fuck did I speed down the parkway here?
Well.
We'll start recording. We'll just go for another 2 hours.
Yeah.
Right?
I got 2 hours.
I get something at least.
That's all right. I can pull it from Ustream.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank fucking
you fucking
God.
Dick. I'm super pissed there for half a second. I've never been mad at you, but this was the first time for
You've been mad at
but
me.
But Ustream's got all
I've
the shitty commercials.
Derek did that once before on a really, really good show. Remember the Bigelow
Recently?
Show? No, that was... That was like 07. Yeah, it was an 07 show. We had this friggin' awesome show with... We were talking... Bigelow died. We were talking about that. And then we were talking about Black to the Future.
Yes.
The Black to the Future bit was amazing.
Mm-hmm. And we were so excited about the show. We were never excited about the show.
When we went to break, you were like,
I didn't record. And we didn't do
we didn't
any
have
streaming
Ustream
or anything.
Yet, yeah. That's all right.
So y'all just sat there talking into microphones for nothing.
So it'll be a 20-minute show.
So is it true that since it's not recorded, everyone can show their dicks without repercussions?
Jen's really pushing for some...
She wants to see some dick.
Ding dong.
That's a girl that wants to see some dick.
She's going to be disappointed.
Wow.
Wait, by the showing of the dicks or not showing the dicks?
Yeah,
either way, it's a lose-lose.
Well,
you want this, Steve?
I'm all triceps, no dick. For half a second, I just started talking.
What?
I'm all triceps.
Yeah, I was going to say, he just said, I'm all triceps.
No, I didn't mean that. I'm all triceps. That's all I got.
But he was talking to his beer for a second because he mistook it for the microphone.
He did.
You know, me and Sean have a lot of in common things.
We do.
A lot.
Like tribal tattoos?
Well, aside from that, I mean, there are some
tattoo.
Things that we don't have
in
common.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Like, I don't. I have very nice
We have
songs,
basically the same initials.
Up.
You know, SR.
What's your middle name?
It's David.
Do you know what mine is?
Michaels.
Wow.
No,
there's no S.
Michaels.
I was named after Shawn Michaels, but no
You're
S.
close.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Okay. His dad's,
I was supposed to be
his
a,
dad's huge mark.
Yeah, I'll be the first mark. To say that. I was supposed to be a Brian Patrick. Can you imagine calling me Brian?
I was actually supposed to be Stephanie.
Oh, because kept his that.
I guess back when, you know Sean, I know this is hard for you to comprehend now, but 1981.
Nope, never existed.
Okay.
Never existed.
81.
Never existed.
There wasn't even American Gladiators yet.
They didn't have the technology that they have nowadays.
Like moving cars?
So they went by the heartbeat. They went by the heartbeat to tell my parents what I was supposed to be. And by the heartbeat, I was supposed to be a chick.
Was it just a nurse putting their ear on your mom's stomach going,
Sounds like a girl.
You're a girl.
It's vacuuming.
Penis is too small.
What else do we have in common, Steve? What else do we have in common?
So we have a lot in common. We have birthmarks on our face. We're both Tauruses.
Yeah, his is right by his fucking lip. His is a fucking mole. Mine's a beauty.
Oh, I thought that was like a herpes sore or something.
That just never went away.
So birthmarks. What is after birthmarks? What do you got?
What else we got, though? We got a lot.
So say them. That's why I'm asking.
Penis. We're both Tauruses.
That's true.
You both come up with an incredibly uninteresting conversation.
Yeah.
can you jump in on some of this?
Oh, can I?
Nope. Fuck you. Moving on.
We can both wiggle our ears.
Oh, shit. Now
I can wiggle my nostrils.
Who the fuck can?
We both love to touch sweaty men in spandex or without spandex. Apparently.
Who the fuck said that?
Jane, what else is there?
The penis.
Apparently we have same size penis,
size
but
penis,
I have bigger balls.
Slightly bigger balls, but that's because you're
so
tumor.
Great, so mine looks smaller in comparison.
Just because you have a tumor. If you remove the tumor, it might come down to my
cyst.
Scale.
It's a cyst.
Oh, either way.
It's not under my epidural.
So anyway.
Jesus, epidural. Enough with the epidural.
So Hulk Hogan has a sex tape coming out.
No, yeah. That's great. Hulkamania ripping
really
off shirts.
I guess he can literally say to her, what are you going to do when Hulkamania runs wild?
Comes wild on you.
I was trying to think of what I was going to say after, but it's so good.
I think we should come up with a title for the porno. What? We both have irritable bowel.
I might either be allergic to... Yeah, I am allergic to gluten and might have celiacs, which is the same thing, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Celex is an intel.
Derek, what do you think the title of the porn should be?
I don't know.
I'm going with Suckamaniacs.
come on.
Suckamania?
How about
Clutch and Solo the Drunk on Twitter and I were going back and forth about this.
Okay.
And I said that I think that he should lose his erection towards the end and then do the whole coming back gimmick where he starts shaking his head.
And blocks punches with his penis.
Yeah. And all of a sudden
three
comes
big
back to life.
To the penis. Yeah.
Instead of the big leg drop, he just lays in her and shoves it in her fucking pussy.
Whoa.
Jesus Christ.
I missed half of that. I was reading the fucking chat, and I came back just hearing,
I didn't get offended by any of the dog beating comments, but that was pretty harsh.
Yep. And then he chews her clit right off.
Damn.
Is he
like
Asian?
The Chinese guy.
Well, and then we were coming up with wrestlers' names that sound like sex moves.
That could be fun.
Like Tugboat. Atom Bomb. Doink. Texas Tornado, The Anvil, Isaac Yankum, Big John Studd.
Crush.
The Repo Man.
Hitman
The Repo
Heart.
Man. And then we can go into...
That's a gay guy.
Wrestling Moves, a small
Brooklyn
package.
Brawler.
Mm-hmm. Small Package is a good one.
A small Package. Well,
Knuckleball, what the fuck?
Irish
Knuckleball
Whip. Schwartz.
Knuckleball Schwartz.
Abe Knuckleball Schwartz.
Pile Drive Her.
The old Irish Whip.
The Irish Whip.
Yeah.
That's
what I call my package. Yeah.
Below. My finisher's called the Boom Boom Pow. Mm. Because that's all I get. It's just boom, boom.
The giant swing.
below the spot.
The rolling crab.
Fireman's
rolling
carry.
I like that one.
All right, okay. Mm.
Choke slam.
Would anybody actually watch...
Hip toss?
Would anybody actually watch the... Hulk Hogan.
Oh, yeah.
Why not?
I have to see if he has a big dick.
No, I don't care about the dick.
I do. Because if he's not, then you can either, it's huge. Well, the respect stays up there. If he's got like a fucking Asian guy dick,
it wouldn't
confirmed.
Ruin anybody's childhood.
What, to do that?
To see Hulk
Hogan
naked?
No, because he's such a joke now.
I say we double feature that motherfucker at the new China porno.
Maybe.
Hogan ruined my childhood by still being in wrestling.
Well, see, I was lucky enough to start ignoring wrestling around 2000.
Yeah.
So, like, all that awful stuff that happened.
Everybody can attest to this because everyone's actually worked.
Hold on.
What?
A very dusty man in a chair in WCW ordered the Taskmaster, Kevin Sullivan, with his company, including the Shark, the Zodiac, Kamala, and the Yeti, to go after Hulk Hogan. And that was long before 2000.
The Dungeon of Doom.
That
yeah.
was WCW, which I never took part of.
Thank you. Welcome
now,
to my side of the room.
Now, here's the thing.
Took part.
Like Kev was saying, there was a tremendous amount of horrendous Hulk Hogan activity in WCW. Yes.
The Yeti!
From 1994 until 2000, whenever he left.
Yes.
Consistently, every single year, probably every pay-per-view, it was bad, man.
The alliance to end Hulkamania, man.
When
it was real bad.
When they first brought the giant in,
yeah. Oh god,
It's not hot.
It's not hot.
What is this?
What is this place?
Fucking giant.
I know you.
There's no Hulkamaniacs here.
What a fucking idiot. What was he thinking?
I don't know. You could see the paycheck in his back pocket.
He saw the freaking $100 bills flying out of his pocket.
So he didn't give a shit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was really just the drizz, the absolute drizz. Almost everything he did.
Yeah.
NWO to me was cool for a couple months.
Yeah.
I got tired of it.
Really? I lasted about 9 seconds.
9 seconds for you?
I was like, oh, TNT, click. Nope. Click.
Wow. Let's see what Mankind's doing.
Wow.
But once, since everyone's worked, once you started actually like wrestling, did you just kind of lose an interest in TV wrestling?
Yep.
Oh, completely. Mm-hmm.
Done.
Mm-hmm.
Completely.
Yeah.
And backyard wrestling.
Once you started to understand what it was, like there's...
Yeah.
The magic was gone.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't know why I lost an interest until years later when I realized I'm doing the same thing as them.
And it's not that hard.
They just get paid a lot more.
Yeah, exactly.
The fuck?
There is still a big difference, though.
But I mean, I'm not saying that it's easy to be up there, but I mean, mm-hmm. like say if you.
All right, there's obviously.
Oh, say Steve.
No, hold on. Like, there's obviously, like, from what I do and what Sean does, as much of a difference between what Sean does and what they do in WWE.
I mean, like, if there was say, Average Joe.
Okay.
Average Joe gets fucking chiseled to shit.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome looking. He'll get signed.
Maybe.
I mean, there's a better chance than fucking me getting signed.
Get to FCW, but there's not a 100% chance of getting
signed.
Yeah. But I know where you're going.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. When I stopped watching, it was probably around 97, at least in terms of...
Ooh, I was 9.
Okay. At least in terms of the committed gotta watch Raw and Nitro every single week. But I still did from time to time.
Yeah.
And then in like 99, it was over.
I was still watching.
Well, yeah, well, but you weren't in the biz yet.
I was still 5 years away.
But, yeah.
See you later.
Oh, okay. You got to pee?
Thanks for coming, Steve.
But I totally know what you guys are talking about.
You know what I mean?
You
start looking at it analytically, too. Like, mm-hmm. we stopped watching and being like, oh, look at that. And we start looking at it going, oh, he messed up that spot.
But I was already doing that. Before
messing
I
up
even,
spots?
Before I usually don't, actually.
Kidding.
Ooh. But even before we stepped foot in Iron Mike's, I was already, like, analyzing, you know, the wrestling and everything. Like, I was already looking
but
at
it. But it was
that.
New and exciting to you.
Yeah, but then you get
but
the
once you start doing it.
You get the opportunity to learn the psychology and how to perform it, and then that lets that makes you see it from a whole different perspective, which totally ruins it.
Guys, I started hating more and more and more wrestlers.
And you start seeing how bad the wrestlers were.
It's basically because you stop watching as a fan.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because it becomes
work.
As a worker.
Yeah.
I had an argument with Nova once about that, because I made a comment something like that, because he happened to mention something about Raw to me, and he was just like, oh, yeah, well, didn't you see this and that, you know, and blah, blah, blah. He was, like, using as somebody as an example. I'm like, I'm going to be honest, I really don't watch it anymore. I don't really look at wrestling like a fan anymore, and I was only, like, 17 when I told him that, and he goes, what are you talking about? I'm always going to be a fan, and I was like, okay.
Really?
He said that to me, yeah.
And years later, he got signed.
Pretty much.
For a short period of time.
And then he got dropped for pushing steroids on the people in developmental territory.
Well, I got to admit, they are starting to get away from the huge, like, Batista-looking guys. Like, they've signed Moxley, Tyler Black, a bunch of guys, like, that are... Like, Moxley. Moxley is pretty much an average-looking dude.
Well, most of the early 2000s, they just went out of their way to sign bodybuilders.
Yeah.
And football players who failed to try to make monsters out of the guys who had no interest in being wrestlers.
Now, you say that in the 2000s, but I'm going to look back and say like that all
Vince
the way
McMahon
through the
always
80s.
Did that.
Always.
Ted Arcidi,
yeah. I mean, there was a lot of guys that were just big. Like, look at Lex Luger and Ultimate Warrior. Even Sting.
Even go
those
back.
Those were
like,
all bodybuilders. They were not born to be wrestlers.
I don't know if he was a bodybuilder or what the deal was, but he was a perfect-looking specimen to me. Fucking Paul Orndorff.
Oh, yeah.
He was perfect.
But he had wrestling psychology. That guy knew what he was doing.
He was very good.
Yeah. But he never really, really clinched. That like he had that last face run before you were born, and
never happened,
and then that was it. I think he got sick or something,
yeah.
And then he wound up going to WCW and it was over.
But
But do you see what I mean? Like, look at times from then and even recent past history. Look at now. Like, look who's in FCW now.
Yes.
They signed Real Deal. What's from IWF?
Yeah.
Huge guy.
Mm-hmm.
Flex Freeman.
There, thank you. But he's not, no six pack. What's sticking out at me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think it's a good six pack, but he's just a big guy.
I think it's interesting to point out that there are probably less guys that are getting into the developmental that are bigger guys. There still are.
Yeah.
But there's just less to choose from. And I think that once this the whole oversaturation happens with the smaller guys, that is what you're going to see because that's all that's going to be available and they can't not have workers. So you're going to see more of these smaller, less impressive looking guys. But
sweet, I should hang around.
By the way, real quick, absolutely, if I could throw this out there, Hulk Hogan porn names. I've been looking this up this whole time because I saw it on Twitter and I loved it. And I know we stepped away from it for a second, but No Holes Barred.
Wow,
was the best one I saw on Twitter, and I had like it was so good. I didn't want to fuck it up. I had to look it up.
Awesome, that is awesome.
But just to jump back real quick, I know I said his name, but I didn't get to put him over enough. Like John Moxley, average looking guy,
mm-hmm.
Very good, very good.
Yeah.
If you watch his FCW stuff, he was in CZW.
Mm-hmm.
His character and his talent, it's very, very good.
But if you also notice, there's been, at least in WWE, a drastic de-emphasis on wrestler bills. All the guys' weights and everything now are pretty much legitimate. They don't try to, like, overstate them, you know.
A little thing about Moxley real quick. He actually was, like, he wasn't signed to a developmental contract, but he worked for Heartland Wrestling, which is Les Thatcher's place, and that was a developmental territory.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was still affiliated at the time. So he's already kind of been through that system and that bloodline and already knows.
Really? I had no idea. Because I watched him versus whatever his name is in developmental, with Tyler Black.
Yeah.
And you have Tyler Black,
Seth Rollins,
Ring of Honor champion, and you have John Moxley, who at the time, is CZW, but he's a top guy in CZW. And in my eyes, he fucking blew Tyler Black away. He was that good.
Well, Tyler got signed with less experience than me.
Can the crowd hear them?
Really?
I don't know.
Yeah, he'd only been in 3 years when he got a contract.
So, Derek, what's next?
Huh?
So, more Asians getting their dicks bit off.
Yeah, go for it.
Steve, I'm sorry, you guys done?
No, I'm sorry. Steve just said that to you. We should end this because he has no fucking idea. Wow, Steve that has no idea what we're talking about. Well, go ahead. What's next?
Because Steve thinks that the show is supposed to be 100% comedy all the time, nonstop.
No, we didn't talk. We didn't talk about wrestling for like a long time.
I know. I just want to get a quick tidbit on it, but it just turned out.
I had nothing to do with that.
I know, because you know nothing about it.
Well, no, we are also wrapping up the show, and I do want to get to the speed round here.
Oh, all right. Speed round, go.
Speed round. Top bidder on a chicken nugget.
That's me.
Chicken nugget that looks like George Washington.
Oh, God.
Tipping the scales at $8,100 on eBay, and the top bidder is not going to pay. It's backing out.
Does it really look like him?
Let me bring it up here.
There was that potato chip that looked... Oh, that is good. That is real good.
This lady had this in her freezer for a couple years. Decided to put it up on eBay. Top bid, $8,100. The guy's backing out, so she can now offer it to the second highest bidder, which is $8,000.
Damn.
And hopefully he'll pay.
Would you do that?
No.
Why not?
Wait, would I take a chicken nugget and put it up on eBay?
No.
Yeah, no. Absolutely I would.
Matt would look at the chicken nugget and go, well, it looks like George Washington.
Yum, yum, yum.
Tastes now like it looks like shit.
Seriously, if I had fuck you money, I would buy an $8,000 chicken nugget and eat it.
Nice. Like, just put it up on YouTube. Oh, look at this awesome nugget I got. Hold
I
on
just
a second.
$8,000 num-nums.
See, the thing is, Matt would put it up on eBay, and then when he looks to pack it up in a package, it'd be down in his belly. Where do I put that nugget?
Throw up in a box.
Send eBay user message. My bad.
3 years old, this nugget is. It was sitting in her freezer.
Impressive.
Yummy.
Iraqi militia are stoning youths to death for being emo.
Yes.
Apparently, there's a lot of emo kids in Iraq, and they are being stoned to death.
As they should.
Well, that's why weed is illegal.
Queers.
Well, basically, they're comparing them to gays, which is not a good thing to be over there. So they're targeting them, whether they're gay or not.
Going to be honest.
If they're emo, they're gay.
Going to be honest, it's not really a good thing to be anyway.
No.
Yeah, people with pale skin wear all black, long hair generally.
What about them?
Oh, no, they're great.
Matt, you should shave half your head to look like Skrillex.
Skrillex! Or John Tenta when he shaved the half of his head.
I'm going to put it out there. No offense or anything, but fucking emo people are just annoying.
They're so gay. They're like, oh, my girlfriend broke up with me. I'm going to eat cake.
I'm going to eat cake. I hate my life. Fuck off.
And then I'm going to throw it up.
I'm going to go shop at Hot Topic.
My daddy didn't finger me.
Well, that was the pig talking.
Oh, yeah.
Rush Limbaugh has a quote. We were talking about him last week. Yeah. He's losing all kinds of support for his radio show, and he compares it to like losing a couple of French fries.
Nice.
Good.
Talking about the 45 national and local companies that are pulling spots from his radio show. Mm-hmm. So that's his little quote. Sex tape. Texas mom left 5-year-old at Chuck E. Cheese after her own birthday party.
Ooh.
Mother of 10 Friday had a birthday party for her 5-year-old and didn't realize she was left at the Chuck E. Cheese until the next day.
Did she not realize the car seat was empty?
Okay, wait. In her defense, have you ever eaten Chuck E. Cheese pizza?
Yeah.
It's delicious.
It puts you in a whole other fucking world.
It does.
I've actually never had it.
I used to work there.
It's like cardboard.
Never, really?
It's the shit.
Actually, it's not bad now.
Okay, first off, all you guys can eat shit. Because I worked at Chuck E. Cheese, and that pizza was phenomenal.
I've always loved Chuck E. Cheese.
Well, yes. First, you're a fucking loser for working there.
No, I was awesome.
He was Chucky, okay?
I was, actually, once.
I'm fucking Chucky!
I once, and I knocked over a little kid that punched me in the fucking nose.
And how'd the helmet smell?
His helmet didn't smell bad, but this little faggot was like, let's punch Chucky in the nose! And wow. He did like a jumping uppercut to the nose
sure
of Chucky.
You mean?
So I, basically.
Shrooked.
So I was just like acting like I was dancing to the music, and I swung my hips into him and knocked him on the ground.
That's funny.
No, faggot.
I had the pizza at my cousin's, I guess, 6th birthday, which was like last year.
You had all the pizza?
I had a couple slices of it, and it wasn't really that good.
Okay.
I thought maybe the first one was like, you know, maybe it was just a bad slice. The second one was like, this is really like microwaved.
I will steal a kid to go eat Chuck E. Cheese pizza. Don't shit on Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
By the 9th slice, Matt was just checked out.
Yeah. No, I only had two. And their wings were not bad.
Two pies.
Really?
Oh, they have wings.
I think I had chicken fingers and they were okay.
Fingers.
It was also
fingers and french fries.
Chuck E. Cheese was also the last place I knew that had Surge.
Surge.
You can't ever talk about this the other day. Who the fuck remembers Surge?
I never had it, but I remember seeing it.
Is that like Jolt Cola?
You've never had Surge?
No.
Why the fuck not?
Because I'm an adult. I don't know what
the hell. Find me some Surge Cola. I'll come to the ring with it.
Find me some Surge Cola. I'll fucking
drink it and jack
off. I was like
19 when it came around here.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't into the whole big colorful cola.
Yeah, you were in, boom, let me get a job and pay taxes.
Exactly. Let me drink Coca-Cola and shit my brains out.
I really wish there was some Surge around. Like, if someone just had, like, a bottle.
I actually remember Surge.
I would bite off an Asian boy's dick for some Surge right now.
No, I wouldn't even finger a pig for Surge. I would fist that son of a bitch for a
in
one fucking can of Surge.
After it won a blue ribbon.
Yes.
Just jump into the pen and
with no spit.
I'd make him cash in his Chuck E. Cheese tokens to bite his dick off.
Damn it, Steve.
You're a piece of shit.
Oh, speaking of Chuck E. Cheese, have you ever tried CeCe's? Has anybody ever been anywhere in the world with CeCe's?
What is that?
They're all closed.
I have. It's a pizza joint.
It's like a pizza buffet. Matt, I think everyone here would love it.
Matt especially.
It is a pizza buffet.
I think there used to be one in Eatontown.
Two great words.
Eatontown.
Pizza.
Eatontown.
Buffet.
It's like China buffet, but with pizza.
We got news for you. Pizza Hut has a pizza buffet.
Yeah, but it's Pizza
that
Hut.
Well,
that's true.
I do like Pizza Hut, though.
Exactly.
It's really fucking
good. No, I can't eat that ever again.
No,
the Middletown Pizza Hut.
I don't eat
never
fucking around here.
Pizzas,
no,
right?
I've been to the same Pizza Hut.
That's
the only Pizza Hut I go to.
I could never eat that again.
Well, it's probably because you've seen. No, you haven't actually worked there. You've hung out there.
No,
you
worked there.
Oh,
Matt didn't.
No,
work
he.
There.
No, Steve just hung out there.
My sister's been. Working
I hung out there
Hut.
And got paid to be there.
My sister's been working at Pizza Hut for years now, and if the pizza wasn't free, there's no way I'd eat it, and I always regret it after.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I always regret it, but at the time,
it's just an oily piece of dough
yes.
with some cheese on it.
That's right.
And it's all frozen now. They don't even
really?
Mix it
it's
anymore.
Awful. It's fucking.
Really?
Awful. Yeah.
Damn it.
All frozen.
Well, CeCe's, we went down to Florida to go to...
Papa John's gives you a peppercini.
Wow.
The fuck is a pepper... No, Steve told me never eat Papa John's because he shit his brains out.
Oh, God, it was horrible.
And then he's like... Oh, and then like maybe 2 weeks after he told me, he's like, let's get Papa John's.
I had diarrhea shooting out of my dick from that stuff.
Pop, who are you, angry video game nerd? You had Papa Squats?
But we went to Florida for just some, you know, vacation thing to this little theme park. Disney World.
World.
Disney.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was reminiscing. But anyway, from the condo we were staying at, down the road, CeCe's. I was like, I've always seen these commercials. Let's fucking try it out. Went in, never wanted to leave. Any kind of pizza you can think of. There was a piece of, like a not dough, but like a little bit of a bread kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Half peanut butter, half jelly.
What?
Peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
Pizza.
Oh, delicious.
Something like a Ninja Turtle would eat.
Yeah, after I have sex with Leonardo and Donatello.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Rolling in the dough with the turtles.
Rolling in the dough.
All right, well, we got to get going here. We've reached our two-hour limit.
Limit.
Well.
ROADS.
This show's probably going to go up sometime tomorrow because now I have to rip it from Ustream.
You fucking big homo.
BigHomo.com.
I don't think you're a big homo.
Press record.
I think you're a good guy. Far from a big homo.
Thanks.
Nothing wrong with that.
By the way, I just took my second piss of the evening, and Matt's ass still smells in that bathroom.
No, that was me.
That was probably Derek.
Yeah, it might have been, but it smelled like butter, like movie popcorn.
Yeah. I'm about to go experience.
Can you shut the hell up so I can go take my fourth piss since I've been here?
Yeah.
Damn.
But I'm going upstairs.
Whoa. Thanks a lot, guys, for checking us out.
Yeah, please download the show, you fucking faggots.
Yeah, no shit. All right, enough of that.
Sean, show your ball. Show your ball, Sean.
Aristocratsradio.com is a website. You can download the new show, old shows, contact us, go on Facebook and Twitter. We're all over the place. Be sure to go to cweradio.com. That's the Clutch and Wiggle Experience. They provide the live stream and the chat for us and a lot of other shows. They got shows all throughout the week, so be sure to check them all out.
RidiculousRadio.com!
Support all these podcasts. We do this for nothing. For entertainment. Just, listen to them.
P-Rock and Footer are equals. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, and Saturday is St. Patrick's Day.
Oh! And we're all going out. Shit. Big Aristocrats party down here in fucking Red Bank, New Jersey, bitches.
We'll be in or around the Dublin House in Red Bank, New Jersey. And we'll have some t-shirts.
Handing out t-shirts. Girls, hopefully you can take some pictures of yourself with the t-shirts. And
yeah, we'll have some fun.
Wait, where are we going?
Red Bank, New Jersey. The Dublin House.
The Dorblin House.
Local reference.
Matt is going to
Thank you. Somebody fucking said
I got your back, brother.
Thank you.
And I think that's it.
At Two Rude Rogers.
At Cool Hand Duke.
Nice.
At Car Havoc.
At Nicky Oceans.
At UMK Shock.
We'll see you next
week. At O&A Party Rock.
Bye.